throb. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet we call Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Evening Edition. This is our PM segment on this very day, the 10th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. Regardless of where you are, irrespective of where you are domiciled, we must welcome you to this very platform for the dissemination of the whole truth and nothing but the truth. On this very platform, we have dedicated ourselves, taken an oath. We have sworn an oath that we will go forth to restore this very entity of heaven called the Republic of Biafra. In truth, in honesty, with the help of Chukwu Abiama, or we will be struck dead. That is why when you listen to Radio Biafra, you must have every confidence that what you hear on this platform is gospel. Gospel. There are truths and there are half-truths. Some are genuine, some are patently false. But here, as we continue the pledge and the promise we made to the Most High God Chukwu Abiama and also to men, that we will apply ourselves to the dissemination of this very great news, that this very redemption, this restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth must be done with only two things in mind, truthfulness and honesty. Very, very important. Of course, along the way, we pick up charlatans. We pick up idiots along the way, those who are not fit to be called Biafrans. As I reported this very morning, that many of us, our parents, or those we think our fathers, are actually not our parents at all. Or our fathers, as the case may be. Your mom, yes. But your dad is questionable. And most of them are in this struggle. And we identify them. We isolate them. We render them irrelevant. After a while, they die off. From whence they came, they return. Without the fanfare greeting them as to when they arrived on the stage. All the fools, all the idiots, have they not disappeared? They have gone. Have they not gone? They have run to the zoo political parties to go and seek refuge. Because Biafra is not meant for them. This is the citadel. This very place is the temple without blemish. We can never, ever be corrupted. It is impossible. And they know it. Even Satan knows this. That we are incorruptible. Incorruptible. Whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. Without match. Before we came, nobody could do what we are now doing today. Now that we are here, they have tried and failed. We told them, nobody can do it. You cannot do it. And when we are gone, you will wish we lived forever. Because nobody else can do this. This is what we are born to do. And this is what we are going to do until Biafra comes and beyond. The essence of us existing is to restore Biafra in truth and honesty, that all honor and glory may go to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and not to man, not to us. That is why this process, we talked about cleansing, which is why I'm here. But the cleansing has to start from within, inside us, to cleanse us out. Can you do cha? And be worthy to be called Biafrans, and hardcore Biafrans at that. We have identified the weasels, the potential betrayers in the future. We have seen them now. That is why you don't take the oath. You honorably resign and get away. Go and gossip all your life as weasels like you will do. On this very platform, we dedicate ourselves to the restoration of this very kingdom of God on this very earth. Biafra. That is why we are here. We are never tired of it. If I can, we will present another program in the afternoon. Biafra, Biafra. If you're tired of hearing it, take some cutting boards or cutting wool. Put it inside your eardrum so that you don't hear what we're saying. Here we are proud of who we are. We are proud of our heritage. We are educated enough to defend Biafra to the hilt. Be it academically, intellectually, or otherwise. Anyhow you want to debate it, we are here. We oblige you. If you're brave enough, that is. The number to call, should you wish to participate in such exciting debate, is here. And as soon as we open our lines, we shall invite people to please call us. That this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time now is approaching, at least, I think it is round about 8 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. Here in the Zoological Republic, elsewhere, London, for instance, it is the same number of minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, regardless of wherever you are. Across the entire 24 time zones of the world, it is the same number of minutes, round about 10 minutes past the top of the hour where you are. That is how you know that this program is live. It is exactly 10 minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of where you're listening to us from. From the ends of the earth, the north to the south, the east to the west, people are listening. All the way from Tokyo in Japan to Tanzania, people are listening to us. If you are in Botswana, you are listening to us. If you are in Burundi, you are listening to us. In Mozambique, you are in Mexico. Everywhere you are on this very earth, as long as you have access to satellite, as long as you have internet connectivity, in other words, you have a smartphone, you have a tablet, an iPad, a Kindle, anything at all that you can browse the internet with, lo and behold, you can be able to receive Radio Biafra on it. Please do check your service provider for data costs as well, if you're listening via the internet. That Radio Biafra is everywhere. People are listening this very minute, all across this very land, all across the sceptred land of Biafra, that holy land of Biafra. People are listening to us via satellite. People are listening to us via www.radiobiafra.co. All the three W's, .radiobiafra.co. We are on tunein.com. Radio Biafra is on ipob.org, ipob.org. Radio Biafra can also be listened to on radioforest.net. Those are the places you can get us. Our website is functioning. The security is second to none. Sometimes slightly disconcerting for new navigators, but if you go there, once you open Radio Biafra website on your laptop or your mainframe computer, you will start receiving Radio Biafra immediately. That is the type of technology we have. If you have any other device, you have to click on the play button and then you hear us speak. If you are fortunate enough to get through when our lines open, if you call Radio Biafra, we will be able to take your call we will receive your call very gracefully and put it out that the whole world may be able to hear. Here we are on every morning, every night, to continue this very work, as we said we will, to preach the gospel that will restore in absolute terms, without prevarication, without retreating, without any shred of surrender, without fear before our enemies, to ensure we speak the truth as we do so, to ensure that finally this very kingdom of God upon the face of the earth will be restored to its former glory. That is why we are here. Nothing more, nothing less. We are going to be judged according to how well we executed this plan that Chukwu Abiama said we must do. Satan will come. The devil will come. Because the battle we are fighting is not physical. As those of them in the Pentecostal lineage will say, it is not of a carnal nature. The battle we are fighting is more spiritual than temporal. That is why the devil will come. That is why the devil will not come through Hausa Fulani people trying to infiltrate us, because they cannot come in. They will come from those who are within. Those who are very, very treacherous. We have continued to identify them. We have continued to isolate them. Therefore, up until this very moment, any coordinator that have not already taken their oath is stood down from this very minute. Every coordinator who, up until this moment, you have not taken your oath, there will be no tomorrow. We are starting all over again. They don't know what we are doing. We are beginning all over again. You are stood down. The entire Barcelona is suspended, completely suspended. The whole of Barcelona, suspended from this very movement. They are no longer part of the IPOB family. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. They are suspended. Nonse Jirika himself and Wokike Ifanyi, suspended indefinitely. Anybody dealing with them is a saboteur and will not be welcomed into this family, not now, not tomorrow, not ever. When we do things, we do it to the finish. We don't stop halfway. There is no retreat and no surrender, and there's no mercy, no forgiveness. One strike and you're out. And that is the way it is. And that is how it shall remain. That this is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to do our work. We continue to make sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. I love doubters. I love those that doubt what we can do. Remember before I came back, go to Nigeria now and you will see. Umuokoko. I'm in the heart of darkness in Lagos. And then, so what? What will happen? They have changed. I don't know what else they're going to sing about. But I love it. Because the more we surmount all these very tiny challenges, the more we prove to the whole world that we are unstoppable. You cannot stop us. Unstoppable. Not now, not tomorrow. Nothing can stop us. Only Chukwu Abiama can be, because he sent us. There is no way he can also ask the rain to fall on top of his children, that he asked to go and do something. I never wanted to do this. I did not want to do it. I never loved Igbo people that much. I'm being honest with you. I never did. It's by force that I'm doing what I'm doing. Not because I love you. Because I don't. Your brain cells are not functioning very well. They are not. That is why nobody loves you. So I cannot be an exception. There is no leader that loves you because of your character, your behavior, your treacherous nature. Your treacherous and your wickedness is why nobody loves you. From Onam Dazikwe to the last person. Nobody loves you. They sold you hook, line, and sinker. I won't sell you, because I'm telling you to your faces, I never liked you in the first place. I don't. Chukwu Abiama said I must do this job, and that's why I'm doing it. And that is why, as soon as Biafra comes, I am done with you people. I never want to see any of you. None of you, I don't want to see you. You people are patently evil. Evil people. Why Chukwu Abiama asked me to do this, I don't know. But I will do it. And Biafra will come. Just watch and see. Biafra will come. But I will have nothing to do with that after that. Once it comes, you know how much man. If you come to my place, I will set the crocodiles on you. I don't want to see any of you. You people are... That is why Hausa Fulani people, why? Because of your evil and your wickedness. That was why Taro Chukwu, you were selling people. Have you forgotten? You were selling people to Hausa Fulani people as slaves. Have you forgotten what you did? How did your arosi come about? You buried men alive upside down. planted or hatchery on top of them after tying them hands and legs. Very, very evil. Of course, our temperament has come and gone. The reason why we hammer our people is because they are the problem. Not Yoruba. You are the problem. You, as an Igbo person, is the problem that you have. Any day you repent from your sins, as some of us have done, then Biafra will come. Then you will be worthy to be called the children of God. The only luck you have is that there are still few of us left that when Chukwu Abiyama sees the hearts of those people, Professor Innocent Odenigbo, when he looks at them, he says, oh God, if not for this, my children, I would destroy this very race completely. And we ask him not to. Because if you do that now, shame will befall us and shame will befall your holy name. Because you asked us to come. I say my own in the public. If you did not send me, I would have been dead by now. But we are not dead. We are still alive. And we are marching on to complete this very assignment you gave us to do. There will be evil along the way, of course. There are bound to be pitfalls. Your children are not geared towards that. They don't understand what pitfalls are. They cannot do anything. Their brain is not geared to sustain any pressure. That is why at the slightest opportunity, they sell any information they have to the highest bidder. On one hand, they cannot close their mouth. Leaders and so-called commanders, on their mouth cannot be shut for 1 minute. Okoko Kahama, parrot is better than them. And they want to be freedom fighters. Here we train you to become a freedom fighter. And by the time we are done with you, the same way that you can go out today and debate anybody and defeat them when it comes to Biafra is how we are going to turn you into proper freedom fighters. So you understand the meaning of it. Discipline and loyalty. Very, very key. Or else you are nothing. All of them that challenged us, where are they today? Disappeared off the face of the earth. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of her forces, those of them that understand discipline, loyalty, perseverance, and application, and also in that same breath, the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it is always a privilege to welcome you, all of you, irrespective of where you are. This is not for the faint-hearted. If you feel sorry for yourself, you get away from here. We don't need self-pity. We need hardened men. They had 100 hardcore men that will take us to where we belong, to a land flowing with not just milk and honey, but with everything beautiful that the mind could possibly conceive or imagine. That this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra, the only global institution. Global institution owned by our people. It is this one. Nothing else that binds us together apart from this. It binds us together in truth and honesty. On this very platform, we recognize that the Doma people are part of the Biafran family, although previously excluded. We acknowledge here on this very platform that Igala people are also part of this very Biafran family. We acknowledge, of course, the ever-present Efik people, the Bibio people, the Ijo people, those of them from Ishekiri, from Urobo, from every other place dotted around. Although, in expression of their autonomy, which is God-given, some of them say they are from Ikwere land, some say they are from Ogoni. But these are all Igbo land, of course. Some say they are Delta. Delta something. What Delta means, they don't quite know. Most of them do not know that the word Delta is actually a Greek word. It's Greek. Don't you know that? This is a Greek word. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue this very day. Before we go on to bring you our news headlines and accompanying you summary, we must once again remind you of our numbers. And as soon as the very eminent barrister is able to join me, I will gladly bring him to your notice and attention. The number to call once again when our lines open remains +234 817 381 3596. I repeat, +234 817 381 3596. And the other line as well, which is our universal number, remains +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. This is Radio Biafra, and we are here to bring you the news, and collectively together with all our analytical prowess and application, we will be able to get Biafra, this same Biafra, we will be able to get it in truth and honesty. Therefore, we welcome you. Therefore, we ask you to stay tuned and also ask your friends, wherever they are, you must also ask them to come and listen to Radio Biafra, to come and join us. And if they have what it takes, who knows, they may even serve their country. But only if you have what it takes, only if you have what it takes, will you be able to serve your country. Here, we don't run away from any problem. No, we don't. We meet it head on. We don't circumvent. We don't try to narrow it down. No, we meet it head on. We defeat it and we move on. All the way from Masop till this very day. Bilie Humaras, they have fallen by the wayside. When we fight to the finish. The last people we will meet will be the zoo. And when we meet them, they will have no chance. It is only our people who are the ones holding us back, not anybody else. I will therefore go to the very eminent barrister himself, and that only at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us all the way from London this very fine evening. Barrister, if you can hear me, so can the rest of humanity, including David Cameron, where you are. Good luck, Jonathan, where I am, and Barack Obama, where Engineer Rania is. Please go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good evening, all Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and those who are interested in Biafra restoration. Wherever you are, it was north or south. We bring greetings this evening to you, and those, of course, some people is their morning, some is their night, and some is their day, wherever you are, even day, night or evening. We greet all of you, and we ask you to join us here on Radio Biafra, which we bring to you twice every day, unfailingly. As I said earlier, if you cannot hear our voices, you will hear our music all over the place. Remain a Biafran, remain friends to Biafra, and remain those who are interested in a Biafra restoration. We love all of you. Of course, Director do not love you, but I do, because I love you. That's why I'm here. And of course, Director loves you as well. Forget about when he's angry. He overstates. He loves all of you. And that is why he's doing what he's doing. Without love, Director will not leave his entire business to come and bother himself with all the worries of Biafra and what is associated in it. With all the dangers, he left what he's doing to pilot this because he loves you. Forget about when he talks angrily. Director is a good man and he's doing this not only because of Chukwudi, I'm asking him to do it, because he loves all of you individually. The reason why he chastises you all the time is because the Bible says, spare the rod and then you spoil the child. So if he doesn't tell you off, most of us will carry on misbehaving. And of course, the best way to educate somebody is to tell them off so that they will take corrections. And of course, the book of Proverbs says, anybody who hates correction is stupid. It's not my word. It's there in the book of Proverbs. So all of you should learn. And of course, what you do on a daily basis, a lot of people are being corrected. A lot of people are learning, except and only if you are daft. But I tell you, Biafrans are clever human beings. While you correct them, while you correct those who needed corrections, because not all of us should wait until they are corrected. Just like not all of us will be reminded that Biafra is your country. Some of our people are being told that this is Radio Biafra. Why not make contribution? Why not? They say, just leave that Biafra of a thing. Then you will know that they are fathered by Hausa Fulani. Boko Haram, as we were told this morning when the broadcast started before it was breached, that 3 out of 10 people from the zoo are fathered by somebody else, not by those who are married to their wives. So when we preach here on Radio Biafra, everything we say here is authentic. We don't massage words. We tell you the way it is. So when Director talks the way he's talking, that is the only way our people could understand. Because, of course, we are stubborn people from Idoma to Calabar to whatever name you mention. As far as you are from the East, we are stubborn people. Therefore, he needs and he requires somebody like Director to put all of you in a straight jacket. If you live with me, with my kind of quiet style and cool attitude. And I may be correct, only a few. Majority will carry on wallowing in ignorance. And of course, Director Nnamdi Kanu is the only one who has the wits to deal with you. And of course, without somebody flogging you, you will not understand that they love you. Without this chastisement, you will not be corrected. So let me remind you once again, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. You are joining us here on Radio Biafra. Director is everywhere. He is ubiquitous in nature. You can find him anywhere you can think of. Not only residing in London, he's in a zoo, he's in Malaysia, he's in China, Japan, anywhere you require director to be, he'll be there. Nobody, and I repeat it, nobody can ever abandon what you're doing in life to champion what he's championing. Therefore, accord him that respect that he deserves. It's not easy. But our people, director, don't forget that even when Jesus Christ was about, he cured 10 leprosy people. 10. Only one came to show gratitude. Only one out of 10.
He should have killed the rest. He should have ordered for the rest to be killed or to die off.
When you do good, you cannot change. Only one out of 10. He killed them. One came to say, thank you, sir. Where are the rest? So whatever you see now, director, is part of the logistical program that we are running here. Not everybody will be grateful. Even some people, as they hear me, they say, oh, this is Radio Biafra, they should go and sit down. But what are we doing here? To bring the dignity our people desired, what we are born with, to restore the respect for all mankind, not sidetracking and sidelining us, killing us on top of it with all we have, our oil, our rich land. We are being persecuted for it, being haunted and hounded. So, if we don't get up and get what belongs to us, obviously it doesn't belong to us anymore. If what belongs to you, you are afraid to take it back, it's not yours. I've said this many times. You have a wife or a girlfriend in your house. A man came all the way to come and pick your wife or your girlfriend, or even your child. Then you sit in and kept quiet. How could that pan out? So, obviously, that is not what we do here on Radio Biafra. We have to get Biafra, because Biafra belongs to us, and it's our land. All of us are going to Biafra. Whether you like it or not, Biafra must be respected. Good evening, Director. And I'll stand by anytime. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. And you will remain with me. We want to devote a lot of time to critical appraisal of the news we are bringing this very evening, because we couldn't quite do justice to some of them, Barrister, in the morning, because of the intermittency and the disruption with our signal output. But this evening, we intend to do justice to it. Wherever you are listening to us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from the Zoological Republic. That is where we are coming to you from. And we are ensuring in the process that we enlighten, we educate, we make sure that you follow our teachings here. We learn from you and you learn from us. We need people who are born for this. Hardcore, not everybody. Our numbers are too much right now. We need hardcore, the concentrated 100, to be able to go and deliver this very noble mission to its rightful conclusion, that Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised, which is why we offer to him and to him alone, as he commanded us to in Exodus chapter 20. Most of you don't know this. Exodus chapter 20. You will have no other God but me. Not only that, he went further to say, I am a jealous God. Do not share my glory with anybody else. As soon as we discovered that, we knew that is the key. That Chukwu Abiama is God, and only Chukwu Abiama is worthy to be praised. So he commanded us to, and so we must do. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. We are going to bring to your attention two pieces of news items this evening that goes to the heart of everything that we preach here on Radio Biafra. Because I know for Barrister, who is a very good man, who is very caring and very loving, a very wonderful trait to have, of course, I don't disagree with him. But my interest is trying to dig out why we cannot build decent civilization in this part of the world And sometimes I become very, very psychological in my pursuit of it. I pursue this thing so vigorously that wherever I see a piece of news pertaining to this very issue, I make sure I deal with it. I make sure I analyze it, I digest it, I dissect it to get to the bottom of it. And today, you will be not surprised, of course, as we reported slightly in the morning, this type of news item, in fact, it gives me, I get excited when I read them, because it's, you know, it makes me think very, very deep. And this evening, we hope you are also going to be a deep thinker as well, because here we teach people and we also learn in return. People are calling us already. We please ask you to exercise some restraint and call us when our lines open. After the barrister may have finished speaking, please, if you may, that this is Radio Biafra. It belongs to all of us. This platform belongs to everybody. You can come here. You can offer your opinion. As long as you're sensible and reasonable, we will imbibe it and use it to move forward in order to restore our country. That this is Radio Biafra. We don't relent. We don't shake. We don't surrender. Everything we say here we are going to do, we have done. Everything I said, not one is left undone. Not one single one. I am here in the zoo. Everything that needs to be tidied up is being tidied up. Because we are here. By way of news headline this evening, Monday, the 10th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 26 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. Here comes Radio Biafra News headline. We are reporting today that 3 out of 10 Nigerian men are not biological fathers of their children. Are you listening? Out of every 3, in your village, in your street, in your face me, I face you where you live, in your estate, 3 out of 10 men there, the children they refer to as their children, they may not have fathered them. Shocking, isn't it? So when we say that some people we are fathered by Hausa Fulani people, we know what we are talking about. The statistics is here to prove it. Always, 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 they prove that we are right. Of course we have to be. So why should we be correct? 3 out of every 10 men from the zoo. 3 out of every monkeys from the zoo. Every monkey from the zoo, in fact. Very conservatively speaking, 3 out of 10. The people you call your children, or some of you, the man you call daddy or papa, is not actually your father. So look around you right now, in the yard where you're living, in the compound where you are, in the village where you reside. Look around you. If there are up to 10 men in that block, or face me, I face you, there's every chance that 7 of them, or in fact 3 of them, the people that they think are their children are actually not theirs. Not from Radio Biafra. They are only corroborating what we've been saying. That's our prime news headline this evening. And also, you wouldn't believe this, but I love such news. Scientists discover virus that makes humans more stupid. It's here now, not me. It's by scientists from the USA. I'll read it. I think they've been bringing it to Africa for very many years. Maybe they knew about this very virus and decided to release it now or to bring it to our attention. Another virus, this time around, it won't kill you, but it makes you very stupid. Very, very hopeless. Like being a monkey in a zoo or saying, I am proud to be a Nigerian. These are some of the problems, and I believe this virus is the cause of it. It is here. We are not making it up. They say sometimes that truth is stranger than fiction. This one is. This twin news we are bringing to you today, that 3 out of every 10 men, their first son, their first child, some of them, of course, and the Biafra struggle, of course, are not fathered by the man they call papa or father, is here. According to, they said the results are shocking. The experts said it is shocking. And on top of that as well, there is a virus that makes you stupid. Then there is no hope. But the other thing that we have found these people in the Biafra movement, we've removed them. So that we can, I told the people, after atonement in Hegeme, in fact, our former told us, not me, things will happen. There will be, in fact, our numbers are going to go down more. Because the smaller we are, the greater the glory. The smaller we are, the greater the glory. Of course it is. As, do you know the former River State Governor Melford Okido? Do you remember him? Most of you don't. I do. I went to his house in Stratford in East London when he was still alive. I went there with two other people. In fact, no, it was myself and Chukwudumi Ikazor. Ask him, he's a policeman in the UK. He will tell you. Chukwudumi Ikazor will tell you. He will explain it to you in very clear terms. What did the former River State Governor say to us? I was there. I don't believe in hearsay or recycled rubbish. I don't peddle gossip. Anything I tell you, I am there. I don't recycle what somebody said. Ask Chukwudumi Ikazor, he will tell you. Melford Okido said it's better for 10 people to share 100 naira than 1,000 people. When we went to preach to him about Biafra, he said, of course, he believes in Biafra. Now they have realized their mistakes. The same thing is happening here. We have discovered why we have this natural disposition to stupidity. It is caused by a virus. They have discovered it in the USA. It is here. Amazing stuff. It's an algae virus. This is Radio Biafra now. Don't you know? Here you learn things that you don't think is possible. This is the only place you come to and you learn those things. No other place. One fact this evening, we are in your village, we are in your compound. If there are up to 7 or 10 men in your compound, there is a likelihood that 3 of them there, 3 of your uncles, that the children that you have as your cousins may not be fathered by your uncles. That is what this result is saying to us. It doesn't sound very palatable, does it? But is it the truth? If it is, then it must be spoken. We continue. Suicide bomber dressed in school uniform have now killed 47 at school assembly ground in Potiskum. The Guardian said it is, Punch said it is 14. The correct number is 47. BBC reported 46, but the correct number is 47. That's what has died. They have killed all these people. Children, why? Because a white man got up one day and said, darling, you know what? Let's put all these monkeys together. And what do we call it? The drunken girlfriend said, Nigeria, a place for niggers, you see. That's how Nigeria came about. Some say, oh no, it's River Niger. Is Niger an Igbo word? Is Niger a Kanuri word? Is Niger a Hausa word? Where does the word Niger come from? It comes from the word nigger, which is Latin for black people. Nigger, derisory word. Somebody said, I'm from a Niger Delta. It means you're a nigger, for goodness sake. That is why we talked about philosophical and ideological consistency. We know what we are doing. Any name we adopt, we defend to the hilt. Niger Delta, can you defend the name? How many great rivers in the world that have a delta? Mississippi, Limpopo River, Zambezi River, the Nile River, and other great, the Great Amazon River. They all have delta. Does it mean you're related to them? Delta is just a geographical word. It's alluvial plains where sediments are deposited before the water runs into the sea. Most of you don't know this. That an ocean can never take every nonsense coming from a river. It won't take it. Do you know that? Do you know that nature is very, very funny? A river just can't flow into the sea with all the nonsense in it. The sea will bring it back immediately. I say, only pour water in here. We only need water, no sand. Those sand that the sea rejected is what forms the delta. It is the area that where you have the tributaries, if I'm not mistaken. Or is it this? No, tributaries, I believe it is. Emptying into the ocean or into a larger body of water, having dropped all the accumulated sediments in the journey from the source to where it goes into the sea. Very simple. Therefore, that cannot be your name. Delta can never be your name. Delta is not a name of a people. You see why we are formidable. Exceptionally formidable. The intellect is a ringing endorsement that Chukwu Abiyama is here himself. That we must speak the truth always. regardless of the consequences. When we see problems sometimes lying on the stone, we wake it up to test our resolve and our determination. That is who we are. Suicide bomber dressed in school uniform kill 47 at school assembly ground in Potiskum. That is continuing. Again, the Zoom military aircraft crashes in Northeast Adamawa. Do you know this today? Are you aware that another aircraft have crashed today? You didn't know that before. That is a part of our headline this evening. Most of you don't know. This is Radio Biafra. We bring you the news they want to sweep under the carpet and cover up. We bring it to the fore that the world may hear. Again, Nigeria's military aircraft crashes in Northeast Adamawa. And also, we are reporting this very evening that somebody again, Iduagan and Olusegun Ofo, the millionaire jet-owning politician, pastor, preacher, Nigeria, why would the zoo break up when you have a private jet? You have billions stashed away. Why should the zoo break? You pray for it to remain intact, wouldn't you? Nigeria will not break up in 2050, according to Iduagan and Olusegun Ofo. And also, after 3 years in military detention, rather freed Boko Haram suspects narrate their experience. But where are the Biafran detainees? Where are they? Boko Haram are being released. How about Biafrans? How about Benjamin Onwuka? What happened to him and his men of Biafra Zionist Federation? Whatever happened to them? Where are they? Are we asking after them? I am very happy that each time there is a post from Radio Biafra, the pictures you will see is that of Benjamin Onwuka and the other people. To keep reminding people, at the end of the day, isn't it ironic? Only Radio Biafra is and the IPOB, of course, worldwide, campaigning for the release of Benjamin Onwuka. We will tweet again tomorrow, tweet Tuesday. Only Radio Biafra campaigning for Benjamin Onwuka to be released. How about your Ohanaeze? Have they said anything? The answer is no. Capital no. N-O. Fulani headsmen killed 25 in Nasarawa. The slaughter continues. As they bomb school kids in Potiskum, Fulani headsmen are on the rampage in Nasarawa. The same people that fought against Biafra, you know that Chukwu Abiyama is great. Everybody that had a hand in the killing of his children, as the British, you know, the British soldier was just going home from work. The Yoruba cowards went to him and cut off his head. Everybody, once you had a hand in the killing of it, you know, Chukwu Abiyama is very, very, how he does things, I don't know. He will get angry and say, punish these people. He will use a race to go and punish. After that, he will go after those people as well. Today, the people from Nasarawa, the people from Potiskum, the so-called medal belt that provided the most of the infantry that fought the war against innocent women and children and civilians, today, they are being hounded, they are being hunted as quarries, and they are being slaughtered. 25 more killed in Nasarawa. And also Pastor Miles Monroe, the wife and daughter, die in a plane crash. He's a mega preacher. He's very sad. He's gone. But what got my attention was what Engineer Anya said about this very post. Do you know that there are more people, more Igbo people in America who are more concerned about Miles Monroe's death than the death of their own people? They won't talk about the children of Biafra dying. They will not talk about the suffering of our people being blown to bits in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, by which we mean northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. That is their name, Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Go and look at your history books, because we have. That's what Frederick Lugard called them. They had no name. There was no Nigeria then. There was no Northern Protectorate. Southern, is that a name? Southern Protectorate, is that a name of a country? No. They were simply the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. You couldn't call it Hausa land because the Fulanis had come and conquered Hausa people. Why Hausa people are so daft is because that is the only place in the entire Africa where Fulanis actually reign supreme. Only in Hausa land. When you go into Mali, they are simply the Moors, the Moors they call them. Not Fulani. Fulani as a specific tribe, the only place where they hold political office or power is in the zoo. Because in other places, they know that they can't do anything. They don't allow them to get close to power. Only in the zoo. And how Hausa people allowed them to conquer is beyond me. Considering that Hausa people had a civilization as old as you can remember. This Hausa people you're looking at, they had civilization. Hausa had civilization. But the day they allowed Fulanis to infiltrate them and kill them from within, their demise started. Until today, they have not recovered. That is why people argue that no Hausa man has ever been the president of the zoo. And I'm not surprised. Now, the news in greater detail. The issue of asserting the paternity of a child, in other words, very simply, Onyamu Watakera. That is the essence of what they're saying here. All this English paternity is rubbish. Onyamu Watakera, Onyeturime. That's all they're saying here. Who pregnanted the woman that gave birth to this child? The issue of asserting the paternity of a child is a very dicey one and have caused many surprises for men who thought they were biological fathers of their children. It must be very heartbreaking for a man to think that he is the biological father of a child, but after carrying out a DNA test, it proves otherwise. This is what people are now doing, because Ifeanyi Chukwu doesn't quite look like the daddy. Or maybe mommy and daddy are quarreling and mommy said, do you think you're the father? And things like that. People are now going to have DNA test. And the results are quite shocking. Here in the zoo, of course, a lot of monkeys and baboons. What do you expect? We continue. In a recent interview with The Nation, a DNA expert gave some interesting statistics about the paternity of Nigerian men, saying that 3 out of every 10 Nigerian men are not the biological fathers of their kids. They are not. They are not. I won't have to remember what I agree. According to tests carried out. According to this man, what we have found out is that anytime we take 10 men, at least 3 of them eventually found out that they are not the fathers of the children they call their own. And these men would have taken care of the children for all their lives. Now, the global statistics is 100,000 out of every 300,000 men. But what we have found out is that the situation is higher in the zoo called Nigeria than other places. For example, in our laboratory here, 50% of the cases come out negative. And we also realize that majority of the firstborns are affected. You only need to be here to see big men cry like little kids and watch children weep in agony. It has been that bad. He further noted that 30% of the fathers are unknowingly bringing up children who are not biologically theirs, and that the percentage may be on the increase due to the sexual recklessness. And according to him, negative paternity results is both rampant in matrimony and casual affiliations. Daddy, 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 you may not actually be the father. That's what they're saying. Very clear. We continue. And then to make matters worse, this is my favorite news of the day. A virus that affects human brains and makes us more stupid has been discovered, according to scientists in the USA. It's a virus. It makes us even more stupid. And I know that they brought it to Africa. No wonder we are so hopeless. We cannot. If you can hear very well, you will hear the generator going away at the background, like a very giant mosquito buzzing away. No wonder. Malaysia got independence around the same time as the zoo. Other countries of Asia, even Singapore emerged from Malaysia. Everybody is waxing very strong. How about the zoo and other African countries? Is it because, possibly is a hypothesis? I'm not very certain, because I'm not a scientist. Could Americans have brought this virus here as well, the same way they brought HIV and Ebola? Quite possibly, because something must explain the level of stupidity in Africa. There is a reason. Maybe this is the virus that caused the damage. And we continue. The algae virus, never before observed in healthy people, was found to affect cognitive functions, including visual processing and spatial awareness. And spatial awareness is key. Go and Google the word. Spatial awareness, S-P-A-T-I-A-L. Very, very key for you to acquire the requisite skills to problem solve, to solve problems. Spatial awareness is key. That is why we cannot generate electricity here after all. No spatial awareness. We continue. Scientists at John Hopkins Medical School, this is where this research was done, not in Radio Biafra Studios, please. It's a very valid news. Scientists at John Hopkins Medical School and the University of Nebraska stumbled upon the discovery when they were undertaking an unrelated study into throat microbes. Surprisingly, the researchers found DNA in the throats of healthy individuals that matched the DNA of a virus known to infect green algae. Dr. Robert Yolkin, a virologist who led the original study, said, "This is a striking example showing that the innocuous microorganisms we carry can affect behavior and cognition. Many physiological differences between person A and person B are encoded in the set of genes each inherit from their parents. Yet some of these differences are fueled by the various microorganisms we harbor and the way they interact with our genes. They latch onto one of your genes that has its common sense gene. This virus goes there and turns it into a hopeless gene. So that when you see something that makes sense to you, it doesn't quite make sense. And you keep wondering, maybe they have this algae infection. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Potiskum town in Yobe came under attack again on Monday morning when a suicide bomber stormed the assembly of the Comprehensive Senior Science Secondary School with explosives, leaving about 47 students dead and several others seriously wounded. This came exactly a week after a bomb blast that was targeted at members of Muslim Shia sect in the town. Sources indicated that the blast, which was suspected to be the handiwork of the dreaded Boko Haram insurgents, took place as early as 8 a.m. when many of the students and their teachers were conducting their usual morning assembly. The State Police Command spokesperson Nansak Cheguam confirmed the blast, saying a total of 47 persons died while 47 were injured. Sorry about that. We've not cut off. There was a very slight interruption. And then we continue, please. We continue. That Potiskum town is in Yobe State. It came under attack again today, this Monday morning, when a suicide bomber stormed the assembly of the Comprehensive Senior Science Secondary School with explosives, leaving about 47 students dead and several others seriously wounded. I thought they said they were overcoming this whole Boko Haram nonsense, but it is quite very clear here and obvious that that is not the case. That people are still dying on a daily basis thanks to the British. Had they not put us all together in this nonsense called Nigeria, people would not be dying. For example, before the British came, were there suicide bombers? No. Did we engage in total war with each other? No. Were there any invasion? Of course there was, because the Hausa Fulani people invaded Yorubaland and conquered them. A lot in today's an emirate, we know that, because Yorubas are cowards. Did they succeed in Biafra? And the answer is no. Then why today are we hell-bent, or are they hell-bent on killing us, because we're not doing any retaliation anyway? We can't even defend ourselves. Only 2 days ago, Hanese woke up from their deep slumber. The slaughter continues. Think about the children. How about if they're your kids? How will you feel? They belong to somebody. That is, maybe there's another virus or microbe in black people that predisposes us not to be, you know, not to empathize with people who are in serious pain. You know, when people were starving in Ethiopia and dying in 1985, that Michael Jackson and a few other people, Cyndi Lauper, came together to try to, you know, sing. In fact, it's Bob Geldof, let's be honest. And I think U2 as well. They kicked off the whole Live Aid concert thing. They were playing music to try and feed kids in Africa. No African country did anything. African countries were there. People were dying. It took musicians from Europe and America. Remember, We Are the World. That song was meant to alleviate hunger in Africa because people were dropping like flies in Ethiopia. Anything we say on Radio Biafra is gospel. There is a certain wickedness that goes with black people. Wickedness of the worst order. That is why there is no charitable organization functioning. That is why people will discourage other people from donating to Radio Biafra, because it's a charitable cause. They don't understand the meaning of it. Do you know that Africans, we are busy stashing away money abroad? The money that Mobutu Sese Seko had in their bank account, the money that the zoo criminals have stole before 1985, could have fed the whole of Ethiopia for 20 years. But yet it took a few white people playing their guitar and the drums to raise money for Ethiopia, to buy grains to feed people in Ethiopia. How sad and pathetic. Of course, that was Chukwu Abiam dealing with them for abandoning him and following some other rubbish that they're worshipping. This is Radio Biafra, by the way. Nigeria will not break up in 2015, according to Uduaghan, whatever his name is. The Delta State Governor, Emmanuel Uduaghan, and President of the Christian Association of the Zoo, Ayo Olusegun, declared on Sunday that, contrary to doomsday predictions, the zoo will not break up next year. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the 2014 Jubilee World Festival of Word of Life Bible Church. Hey, that's the thing now. World Festival of Word of Life Bible Church. These people are deceivers and cheats. And we would not hesitate to tell them that. Can you tell me any country in the world that kneels down to pray and there is light? When you go down to pray, there is employment. When you go kneel down to pray, you pass your exams. When you kneel down to pray, you find work. A factory will miraculously appear from somewhere. Isn't that rubbish? Isn't that absolute nonsense? Why are we deceiving ourselves? Why are we making out like if you kneel down and pray, every of your problem will be solved? That is rubbish. And we know it is rubbish. Then why are we peddling it? Why are we peddling so much nonsense, knowing fully well that that is not the case? They are opening the world rally of World Bible Church, that people's Radio Biafra is in the effort of raising people's consciousness and awareness. We are in the business of raising people's understanding so they can question and they can discern. Not question stupidly as if you've been affected by this very virus that has just been found out in America. But like a sensible human being. That is why in America, not everybody voted for Obama. But since the majority said yes, he's the president. Simple. But not in any part of Africa. They are saying that the zoo will not break up. Why? Because they both have private jets. They both have foreign bank accounts. They both have very good life that their children are living. And those of them going to this Living Faith Church or Bible Faith Church or whatever rubbish it is are all poverty-stricken people. That is what I don't like about black people. How can you make money out of misery and pain? Reminds me of Wazirike promising Okada riders health minister in the new Biafra. And then what became of them? Lies. After a while, it dissipates. It disappears. You can no longer find it because it is unsustainable. Unsustainable. Here, the same thing is happening. You see all this church they are doing here. Church. Come and receive your miracle. One day, of course, I don't know if black people can actually wake up, but we believe that, we pray that with the work Radio Biafra is doing, one day people will rise up and ask them questions. Where is this miracle you're talking about? Where is it coming from? The only miracle we can see is that you have private jet. The only miracle we can see is that your children are in private schools. The only miracle we can see is that you are looking very, very well and well-fed, and we are starving and very hungry. I don't know who is worse, politicians or pastors. I don't know who is worse amongst the two. We continue. They are narrating their ordeal, how Boko Haram seized them for the past 3 years. But how about Biafrans who have been in jail for the past 10 years? That the ones that was really abandoned. The ones that are mass up members, even the ones killed at Ezu River today. Who are the people campaigning for justice for Ezu River victims? Surprise, surprise, Radio Biafra. Who else? Nobody. Those that they served and died being mass-up. Do they remember them? Maybe some mass-up members do because some of them are good. But the majority don't. They are following the compromiser, the Ifajuna of our time, the saboteur extraordinaire. Rafael Wazrike. As somebody said to me today, he will be alive and watch his own flesh being eaten by vultures. You should mark it somewhere. Biafra warosi abarakobo. If you don't, let me tell you today. Biafra is a spirit. If you play with it, you are gone. It is like the Ark of Covenant. Go and touch it, even when it's vibrating, you touch it and you die on the spot. Biafra is a spirit. If you are not pure, you can't handle it. You can never handle it. That is why we do what we do. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. And because we are pure. Whiter than white is and whiter than snow. If you understand what it means within the context of freedom fighting, within the context of Biafra, if at all people can conceive of that in their useless brains. Some of them, not all. Fulani headsmen are killing them. And may they continue killing them. I'm not saying that I belong to the group that don't empathize with those of them in pain. But if I claim I empathize, that will be hypocritical of me, because I don't. The reason being that my people were slaughtered in total 5.2 million. Nobody gave a toss about it. As somebody will say in Kamdarim, let mine remain with me, and let theirs remain with them. No fewer than 25 persons, including women and children, were on Sunday feared killed by suspected Fulani insurgents at Ariki Asoni, a boundary area between Nasarawa Egon and Lafia local government areas of Nasarawa State. An eyewitness said in Lafia that the gunmen reportedly ambushed and killed their victims on their way back from the farms early in the morning and seized 9 motorcycles belonging to the deceased persons. The same thing will happen in Biafra land soon. They will come through Enugu. Enugu people should spend less time gossiping and talking rubbish and concentrate on what they're supposed to do. Because this same thing happening in Nasarawa, remember today's date, 10th of November 2014. What happened in Nasarawa will also happen in Biafra land very, very soon, unless we rise up to the occasion. You know, the devil is very crafty. At a time when, imagine what would have happened if not for the backstabbing saboteurs we have, for us to be campaigning for our defense fund, and basically, Ohaneze will come and say what people are doing is correct. Of course, they cannot say it to our face, but trying to defend our land is the only good thing we can do. That's the only thing we can do. But at the same time, the devil being the devil, decided to try to be clever. But we are indefatigable. We don't retreat, we don't surrender. If a problem is sleeping as we are walking by, we wake it up and deal with it before we continue. So that our enemies will know what to come. Now, we don't fight and stop, we fight to the finish. And we always win. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to report today that I think this man is one of the favorite preachers of most people. I don't know who he is. I'm not a Pentecostal person. I believe in Chukwu Abiama and Radio Biafra. Because this is where I worship, and I only worship Chukwu Abiama and nothing else. I don't follow his idolatry. You will have no God before me or after me. None whatsoever, because I'm a jealous God. That's what he said. Our people don't understand English language. Jealousy means it doesn't care or matter where. Jealousy means forever and ever you only worship me because I'm God. Nothing else. This man died. I'm not happy about it. I don't know who he is. But he's like a very wonderful family and a very handsome man as well. I didn't want anything good, bad to happen to people like this. I wish this would have been happening to Hausa, Fulani people more often. All of them. That they will perish. This world will be a very better place. Don't you think so? The world will be a better place for all of us. But he's dead. The leader of the Bahamas Faith Ministry, another Pentecostalist. The leader of the Bahamas Faith Ministry, Dr. Miles Monroe, and his wife Ruth have been killed in a plane crash in Grand Bahama. The crash took place this afternoon and killed all 9 people on board the private jet. Private jet by a preacher. I was wondering, what did Jesus Christ have when he was here? Yeshua is his name. I said it because I don't want to confuse people. His name is Yeshua. What did he have? A golden chariot? No, he said, go and bring me a donkey for my ride into Jerusalem. Not a private jet in today's context, but a mere donkey. They spread the word of God in private jets. They must think we are very, very stupid. Of course, we are not happy that he's dead. But why we're raising this news this evening is because our people spent time tweeting about this man's demise than the demise of their own people who are being senselessly slaughtered every blessed day in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Every day our people are dying. Nobody is tweeting about them or writing about them. But this man is dead and everybody is going agog about it. This is Radio Biafra. You must remain with us, because the barrister has remained with me. But I wonder if the barrister can hear me, because this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to the entirety of humanity, which means that the whole world is listening, including plausibly every head of state that wants to learn, because this is a university, it's a citadel. If you don't have your pen and paper, you're missing out on a lot, because this evening we've been able to prove to you that some of us, the people we call daddy, is not our daddy, according to DNA test. And secondly, There is a virus that causes stupidity. It is also here as well. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to end. But I know that barrister can make heads and tails of this very news representative. Please, barrister, can you hear me? If you can hear me, so can the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I'm here.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the news. And thank you for making it very, very simplistic to describe and also to make it more clearer to our people. Because, I mean, you can never hear news elsewhere than the way we do it here on Radio Biafra. And we're very proud of what we do here for our people. We maintain what I call equanimity here on Radio Biafra, making sure that our people are in tune and in line with what is happening, especially in the zoo. First, director, let me go straight to Boko Haram and their mayhem. Boko Haram are still being released. You are releasing them, and they are still killing Biafrans. This doesn't make sense to me. It does make sense to few Biafrans who believe that they should carry on sharing money and sharing blood in the sake of one Nigeria, a Nigeria that has expired, the Nigeria that has brought calamity against my own people, the Nigeria that was concocted, only made to steal, kill. There will not be any form of query. No justice. Nobody ever brought to court to come and stand and say, why are you killing these people? A country where anybody can kill anybody and get away with it without any questionable position to the perpetrators and to those who are committing crimes on a daily basis. The zoo was created to steal, loot, and you will never be disturbed. Just do as you wish. Go to the court. The judges sitting there are just people who are just concocted and brought them. No, just sit down there. Whenever you see all this coming, just dismiss the case. This is a big shame that we have such a country where stupidity, foolishness is thriving without questions. Director, you know, in the Western world, first of all, let me tell you, in Biafra land, we always say, Ashi Acha, Owunwa Nyirime. Whatever, even if you have a knife, you want to cut somebody and a pregnant woman touches you, you look back, it's a pregnant woman, you will cease your action. A pregnant woman is in trouble, you notice it's a pregnant woman, you stop your action.
Because a pregnant woman is holy, very, very holy, where we come from.
This is it, director, because it's carrying a life that you don't know what that life will be tomorrow. That is how we respect humanity and respect dignity and position where it's supposed to be. But, director, do you know in the Western world, if a woman commits a crime, though she's pregnant, she'll be chained on a bed until that woman delivers, so that she doesn't run away. Even while under labor, the woman will go through the whole labor. If not the chain is in her hands, it will be on her legs.
My goodness.
Until the baby is delivered, director. Now, these are the people that brought us together, not minding respect for humanity, not minding respect for mankind, not minding respect for women. Director, this is the society that we live today, where little children are molested, raped, killed. Pregnant women opened up, children brought out, cut into pieces. Nobody questions. And it's happening on a daily basis. Boko Haram are being released steadily. And that guy called himself Jonathan is walking up and down, campaigning for 4 or 5 years to steal and make all his aircraft 22 or 23 in total. One single man, and then he wants to borrow money from IMF. Instead of this guy to use one or two aircraft to make roads to his own people, he wouldn't. So selfish and avaricious. These are our people. Let me see, when you criticize our people, I always tell you, please, be specific. Our people say, onye chuga, anuman, okowaha, wanjana, babuwe also. If I am a thief, you say Imam Mezu is a thief. Don't say the whole of Igbo people are thieves. It makes me angry. Because there are a lot of good people around us, including you, Director. And when our people, all these little children born in this country, when they hear Igbo man is bad, it goes straight into their subconsciousness. You are belittling their own integrity. They will not even talk where other tribes are. Because they will remind them, hello, Igbo people are bad. They are friends. Please listen to this. Call a spade a spade. If Ojuzo Kalu is a bastard, if Ojuzo Kalu is a bastard, don't say the whole of Anambra people are bastards. It demoralizes them. And it demoralizes me as well. I've said this to you many times, but when you're angry, you curse all of us, regardless of whose God is at. We have to know how to position our anger so that all of us are not affected and demoralized. There are a lot of bad people, but there are good ones as well. And if we paint the whole good ones upon with the bad people, then all of them become bad. I say, to hell, let us become bad. Director, you know that.
Where are the good people?
Director, you are one of them. You are one of them. Otherwise, you will not live what you're supposed to do in life and championing for your people to be rescued. I am one of them. Talking to humanity, talking to mankind worldwide, you know the kind of heart I have. Sympathizing, making sure that our people cannot be put down unnecessarily. Even here in this country, for you to put down a dog, you have to sign certificates. You have to certify that this dog, yes, cannot be rescued. But back home in Sioux, people who are able, fleshy, lively, are put down, and nobody is paying for the acts they have performed. Nobody is going to jail for it. But here, kick a dog and see. Just kill a pigeon and see. But human lives, blood are wasted in the zoo so rampantly and so rapidly. Director, we have a lot of good people. I remember last year when we were clamoring for Biafrans to return from the north. We even made some arrangements to get some luxurious buses, all the coaches, to bring them back home. That was just last year. But the governors are there. They're not doing anything. Nobody is standing for the poor people. Uduangan, or whatever his name is, want the country to carry on till 2015 and beyond. What have they done for their own particular village? None. Go to their place. It's not more terrible. You cannot even drive down from the port of A to the port of zero. But they all have private jets and crashing at random. Because when you feel that only you will stay in this world, I will tell you no. Our people are so foolish and so selfish. But those at the helm of affairs, you were asking if pastors are more gracious than the politicians. Director, they are all the same. The only difference is the pastors are more wicked. Because they are tapping from those who are very poor. Politicians are stealing government money, money that belongs to everybody. But the pastors will receive more punishment than ever. Because they are plugging money and deluding our people, telling them to sow seed. We'll grab you in heaven. What about you? And then what they are doing, our poor people are contributing money to them and they are using it to buy private jets, using it to build universities, and these poor people are not allowed to go to those universities. Imagine, it's like the song by Oliver the Coke. A dog and a man went to the bush. You send the dog went and caught a deer. And the deer was dragged by this dog, and then the hunter took it, got home, cooked the particular deer. And then as soon as the dog, he whipped the dog, but this is the dog that killed this particular animal. Now the dog now has become a thief, while it was the same dog that helped you to hunt down this animal. And that's what people do. A pastor will tell a pagan, contribute, God will see you in heaven, he will look after you. And then after which, this particular pastor will build a university. Now this pagan woman or man will not send their children to the same university where she made her own contribution. What a shame, the life we live on earth. Cheat others, and then you think you live long. Director, if the zoo is not destroyed, we have not succeeded in life. I tell you this, because I get angry every day. Our people die. Nobody cares.
I said that before, Barrister, that the work will only be complete when the zoo is completely obliterated. I've said that before. And the name Nigeria ceases to exist. But what worries me is those 3 out of 10 fathered by Hausa Fulani men. How do we identify them? That is what worries me. It is not about the 7 out of 10 that have sound parentage that is of concern to me. It is the 3 out of 10 that gives me nightmares. If we have
Hausa...
Go ahead, please.
One moment. You see, you are a very clever, intelligent man. You are a well-prepared man. When you are going to hunting, you have your bag, you have your dog, you have your gun. This old story, a man went to his in-law with knife and fork, all the cutlery is in his pocket. As soon as they brought Tumkobi and all the rest of it, he said, oh, Gina, I wasn't expecting this, you know. But you are already prepared with all your cutlery. So why are you saying, Atubaramanya, when you are already prepared from home? Director, you have already known that what you bring about Biafra is 100 people. So, out of those millions coming, don't you know that this is the time now you start selecting or you get 100 people? Why are you surprised? If somebody disappoints you, it as part of those who will be downgraded. You shouldn't be surprised because you're already prepared. You have already said it. Out of this will be the numbers that are going to bring Biafra. Why should you be surprised, Director?
No,
you're already prepared.
What? No,
it you is... know your numbers.
Yeah, of course I do. But what? Let me tell you why I'm surprised. I am not a hypocrite. The reason why the zoo is in the mess that it is today is because everybody knows that Sadwana of Sokoto, Sir Ahmadu Bello, hates Igbo people. Don't you know that?
Of course.
He said it openly. Right? But despite hating Igbo people, still, Nnamdi Azikiwe went to him to beg him to be part of One Nigeria. Are you not aware of that?
Money. For the sake of money.
Exactly. It is the hypocrisy that I find astonishing. It is the hypocrisy of our people which I rebel against. I don't like bare-faced hypocrites. I can't stand them. I am not a hypocritical person, and I don't expect them to be around. So when somebody says, oh, Biafra, I love Biafra, that is why I respect the views of those who come out outright to say, I don't believe in Biafra. I don't think that Biafra is going to work or that Biafra is going to succeed. I respect them more. At least they are being honest. It is those that come and shout, Biafra, Biafra. Do you know how many? There was one today that traveled to come and see me, Barrister.
Really?
Yeah. He said he's another commander. You know, we have too many commanders. He's a commander. I asked him, where have you come from? He explained to me everything. And I won't say it, Barrister. Let's leave it that way.
No, Director, leave it.
I felt very, very bad and sad for him. This is a man who is struggling to make ends meet. And I said to him, the essence of what we are doing is to make sure that you have your dignity back as a man. That is why we are doing what we are doing. We don't do it that we may be comfortable. The only time we can be comfortable is when we have completed this very work to the end. Then we can sit back and relax. But right now, there is no relaxation even for the wicked amongst us. It's Mikadehu. That is why we continue to mass mobilize all the people so that the... please, Barrister. When Yeshua was on this very earth and was preaching and was running his ministry, he was preaching to multitude. Have you forgotten those? How many people did he feed? Is it 5,000? With bread and fish.
He fed five and he multiplied it.
Yes. Of course, he fed multitude. I won't say millions, multitude of people. But out of that same multitude, he only chose 12 disciples. Out of that 12 disciples, the propagation of that very gospel continued.
You're making my case. You're making my case. It's like if I'm going to borrow money from somebody I know is a stingy man, what hopes do I have that I will succeed? I'll be eating mine if I succeed, fine. If I don't, the house, as we say, chicken. Huh? So, Director, you know all these things. I walk according to that particular premise. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Barrister. And now our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype line is also open. If you wish to participate, you are more than welcome to do so. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The whole of humanity is listening. Ebene no wasotro. People are listening to us because we are incredibly formidable. We get people to think. That's all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Director, it was a very bad day.
What happened?
It was a very bad day, Director. I feel bad when I hear the news that these people, these cannibals, the kids, students, school boys and girls.
Yes.
Young youths, what did they do?
Nothing.
Innocent children, what did they do?
They are Nigerian citizens. That is their crime.
What did they do? Because they kill them because they are Nigerians.
That's all.
But, Director, I'm disappointed. Jonathan is a disappointment to our race. Jonathan is a disappointment. How can a son of God like Jonathan, how can a son of lion eating grass, what Jonathan thinks that he's doing? Jonathan is trying to please the sons and daughters of Delilah. Jonathan wants to please outside Fulanis and Yorubas, and taking blood in his hand. Does it mean that Jonathan don't know what the right thing to do? Does it mean that Jonathan don't know the right thing to do? Why Jonathan is taking this case on his head? Why Jonathan is taking more blood on his hands? Does it mean that he don't know what to do? Why Jonathan want to satisfy this agent of devil, agent of Lucifer, a son of God like him?
You didn't give us your name. Is that Madoka Madu?
Yes, Director, this is me.
And let me also add to what you're saying.
Yes,
brother. I want to ask you a question, actually. What do you think Boko Haram will do tomorrow if Jonathan were to stand up and say to them, one more attack and there will be Biafra? What do you think will happen?
They do nothing. 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 Nothing will happen, Director.
You think they will continue killing?
When a lion roars, every animal in the forest run away. Jonathan is a disgrace to our race. He's not a Biafran. Even I wonder that name, Jonathan. Good Lord, Jonathan is not our name. I don't know where he adopted that name. That man is not one of us. Because if Jonathan is one of us, by law, Jonathan's supposed to know what to do. How can a son of a lion eating a grass? Jonathan is not a lion. He's not a Biafran. He's not a Biafran. Jonathan is a foreigner. He's a foreigner. Look at the people who are supposed to be his gate man. People who are supposed to be his shoe shiners. Jonathan bowing down to them. Director, something is wrong somewhere.
Of course. I agree.
Something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong somewhere. Jonathan is not a son of a lion he's supposed to be.
Yes. Well, I can imagine
that Madakam Mari is an Asorok. If they try to touch the wound of 1967 to 1970, I show them what it means to be a man. Jonathan is a coward. Jonathan is a coward. I wonder how his wife will be the other of Ibo from Abia State. His wife is not an Ibo woman. If Jonathan is weak, his wife is weak. It's a shame. It's a shame. He's a shame. Jonathan is this. Jonathan wants to make a friend as like president. He's dealing with the British, the sons and daughters of Lucifer. He's dealing with them. Why don't Jonathan go to make him Putin, a Russian president? Why Jonathan don't want to dine with Putin? Why Jonathan don't want to China? The people that know what nation is talking about, the people that resemble us. Why Jonathan is dealing on purpose. Okay, Director, do you know that? During the death of Adwa, Russia came here to the zoo to sign an agreement, gas deal, with the zoo government during the Adwa time. And the Russian mentioned the name of the project that they would give the project negative. Do you know that Nigeria embassy in Moscow, they protect. Nigeria government, they protest. That they will never allow the project to be negative. But a prostitute from England gives the mega area the asset. Someone is flighting green, white, green everywhere. It's a shame.
It is.
It's a shame.
I agree with you, my dear brother. I agree with you completely and totally. As they would say, I agree with you in total. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I love that. I love that very powerful rendition, that very powerful expose on the weakness of the incumbent president of the Zoological Republic, who himself is a zoologist. How apt is that? We have callers on Skype. We are going to the one very nearest to me on my left. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Chinedu, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Everybody's including Jonathan himself. Go ahead.
My name is Chinedu Nduko. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Chinedu Nduko from Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Director. I want to thank you for your intro in your early beginning, because I started listening to you based on the oaths that you have made stamp. I think this is going to help us a lot to make sure we fish out those who are not worthy.
Yes, ma'am.
Or who can stand defeat for going for this struggle. My prayer is that as we begin to filter it, that God will bring those who are really so strong and genuinely believe as a dear friends. I was the one who discussed some issue with you last time regarding the importance of the youth to our struggle and what is the hindrances behind the success of those who cannot protest over the evil that our politicians are doing. I remember there was a call from Canada about 3 months ago. A guy called you and tell you, Director, that it is high time we begin to eliminate those who are really the problem. Those who are behind, why Biafra issue cannot be heard or discussed about. And I could remember vividly that Barrister Mamezu called and said that we should keep off whatever is consign killing or whatever issue there. But there's one thing I want to let you know, Director. The problem of Biafra is not the Hausa, is neither the Yorubas. The problem of Biafra is our so-called elders, those of Hanese, governors.
Even the young ones is Igbo mentality. That is why we are slaves. Igbo, IGBO. Nothing more, nothing less. There is no other way you can dress it up. You cannot disguise it. You cannot make it to appear nice when it is not. That is the problem we have, Igbo, IGBO. Please go ahead.
Yes. And even here in Malaysia, there is nobody that can stand on the issue of to debate the issue of Biafra, because I tell them pure and truth. And when I ask them question, they cannot defend it. They can't just defend it. I will allow you to make your analysis. You will explain, and I'll just throw a question to you, and there you will just pause. Because so many people have told me, Nani Kalu is this, and I will ask them, do you hate him because he's telling you the truth? Can you just give me one particular reason why you say this man is not good? And at the end, the person will just walk away. No answer, nothing
there
to say.
There can never be any answer. There can never be any.
Yes.
Oh, and you couldn't even envy and jealousy in the era. Please go ahead.
I begin to understand that Igbo is really a problem to issue of their own personal freedom. And I begin to understand that it is high time we begin to, start this sanitation inward, inside of us. Not let us leave the outsider. Let's begin to deal with ourselves. Let's begin to, those people who are behind this Biafra of a thing, who doesn't want the freedom of the poor people, our mothers, those people who have no say, who have nothing, who are even struggling, those people who never want their freedom, it is high time we begin to see how we can be able to do with those people, because they are the problem for other people not to be free. And they are using the youth to make sure that these things are holding. And those youths are the ones, like the guy told you, that they have used us and they have dumped us. Including I myself, we have been used and then we have been dumped. You know, when things are being done or whatever things in the school, you'll be used and pay you money. And then if you want to become an obstacle to stop them from what they are eating, like I read the news that they say the food, which I can remember the headline of the news that was this morning I saw, they said the food that milk from Nigeria, this Ogada something, the governor of the Delta State. These are the people that are behind the problem of this struggle coming ahead. What are the things to be done against these people? Because this is the issue why people don't. Because if you talk, people will just ask me, you say I should come for Biafra. What about Ojo Zokalo? What about this person? What about this person? So what are the strategies behind these people and what can be done onto this? Because I see that they are using the youth to be able to withhold, to have a stronghold that nothing will be done on them.
It's because not that we know and we are doing that, we're mobilizing the youth. We have our ways and our means and our systems. And people will see what will happen. Anytime I discuss this very issue, I say to people that Chukwu Abiyama said we should come to do this very work. And every step of the way, he provides a means, he provides a way. And that is what we are here legitimately fighting for. And that is what we will continue to fight for. I thank you very much. And please, if you can stay with me, I do like the way you speak, which is wonderful. So remain with me. Don't disengage. We have a caller on the phone, I believe. Can you hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Chinedu Kingsley Emebule from Moscow.
Please turn your system down, if you may. Thank you very much, Kingsley, and we welcome you. Please turn the system down.
All right. It's maybe a interference from the other room. But yes. I will still just go on right away. Director, thank you very much. Sometimes you say nobody should thank you. You see, all these pastors in Nigeria, from A to Z, from all of them, from...
Can you hear me? I can't hear him. I can see his line here, but he's not saying anything. When he comes back to us, we shall reconnect him. The caller on Skype, can you hear me now? It is your turn. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please raise your voice. I can't hear you very well. You're very far away from the microphone, please.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you're using a headset or something, and you're very far away from your microphone. It's not very clear. It's
okay,
not...
I'm
Iwala Chibweze. Iwala Chibweze.
I'm calling from the heart of the
Zulu Levels. Yes, but your line is very, very weak. Please, very, very weak. Do bear with us, very weak. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Chukwu Buka Onora, calling from Dubai.
From Dubai, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, Director, I want to thank you and congratulate you also on the completion of the oath process. And now we know those who are with us and those who are really...
Yes, they're off. If you didn't take the oath and you're a principal officer of state, you are off from this very minute. There is no amnesty. Please go ahead. Cameron Lied. Go ahead.
Yes. So, and Director, honestly, I have been laughing since you've been... especially the virus that can cause someone to be acting stupid or maybe foolish. It is now that there is a justification why a particular African man or an African is actually stupid in nature, you see. So, since you are reading the news headline, I was really laughing, and it's so funny, and I'm very sure that maybe American must have used this virus on Africans.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe many centuries or years ago. Because All the while I have been listening to the Biafrans for some days now, I have been trying to justify the reason why Africans, we don't think the way we should think. We don't do things the way we should do. And when we engage in a conversation or an argument with a Nigerian or an African man, the way he talks, the way he reasons, at times you begin to wonder.
If that person is a human being or not. You know, I want to help you. Stay where you are. I want to help you very seriously. I want people to for 1 second think very hard. In all your life, since everybody came out to this very earth, at least this generation, have you heard of where people are doing freedom fighting before and they're busy gossiping? Have you ever seen it before? It's a challenge, and I want the barrister to come back with Barrister Mamizu. I want somebody to tell me where any race has ever fought for their freedom before with so much gossip, envy, and jealousy. Never, ever before. And the people you're gossiping against can never be them. You can never be us now. You cannot be me. Mowa, Mowaza. You can't be me. You can never be. Please go ahead.
Very, very correct, Director. You're very, very correct, Director. And that is why the news headline of today is really, really educating. In fact, this evening I have learned something I never knew before. At least now, if I'm arguing with someone on about Biafra or about the restoration of our country, and the person is trying to oppose or to speak negative about it, I will begin to, now I can actually ask the person to know if he or she is actually affected by this virus. Because for sure, if this virus is proven by Americans to be in existence, that means they must have used this virus as an experiment on Africans.
Yes.
Because that is the only reason why an African or a Biafran will not be able to understand where he or she is coming from. And then when you're telling someone about the country where he or she is from originally, the person proves or seems to be so ignorant or reluctant or careless or nonchalant attitude towards it.
Are you sure they didn't put it in chewing gum? Because I think our hopelessness started when chewing gum came from chewing gum.
Maybe they put in chewing gum. Director, you're very correct. I'm about saying something like that, you know. So, but actually, it's really a very beautiful evening for me, especially. I am hearing that alone. At least I know how many people I speak to on the phone here in the UAE, and most times they will tell me this, and I'm doing, I'm just trying to deceive people, and then telling them that I'm going to pay my own defense fund is like trying to play tricks to collect money and all that. But now at least I can able to justify the reason why they behave the way they behave and they talk the way they talk, because it is only a fool that someone else will show you your father's house. Someone who is normal in his right senses don't need someone else to tell you or to take you to the place where you're coming from. So it's really a wonderful evening, Director, and I'm so happy hearing from you this evening. And I pray that Chukwudan will keep you alive and then keep all the hardcore Biafrans alive to achieve the restoration of our country. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother, and good evening to you. This is Radio Biafran. Our lines are open. It is here. We understand there's a very special request from Germany, and that very line is open for the caller to avail themselves of that very platform, should they wish to speak. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We take no prisoners. We say it the way we see it. You may not like it, but then injections are never meant to be, you know, pain-free anywhere. We are here administering drip after drip, injection after injection, at least to counter this very DNA they put in us. Iberibe. It's a DNA, actually, it's a virus that attacks your DNA and predisposes you to stupidity. Discovered in America. Maybe it came to Africa through chewing gum. And here we are today. We can't build roads. We can't generate electricity. We can't do anything. Everything we import. We sell crude oil and import everything, including toothpick. And somebody's telling me we are not stupid. Please, give me a break. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please confirm your name and where you're calling from. The whole world is listening to us, and I crave your indulgence. Stay where you are. The caller on Skype. Let me go to the phone very briefly. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Calypso. I was online before.
You were online before, and your line is still very shaky. Very, very shaky. I suggest you please endeavor to try, not endeavor and try in the same sentence. No, endeavor to call us back. My grammar has to be correct because I am educated. Please, the caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Please go ahead.
My name is Tugujeku. I call for talking.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead, Tugujeku. Go ahead.
You are, in fact, for today, you are not the anator. You are
Tugujeku is God. Chukwa Biama is God. And he asked me to come, and I have come. Please go ahead.
I want to talk about this virus.
Go ahead.
Because today I was having an argument in my office with some useless white people.
Yes.
They were saying that Africa produces a sickness, this and that, HIV, this and that, this and that. So I was very, very annoyed because it's like foolish or stupid thinking of a virus. It's like Igbo people have it too much.
This virus, eh?
Uh-huh. It's like Igbo people because, you know, when these Asafulani people are ruling Nigeria, we were thinking that they are maltreating us, all this and that. But it's when Jonathan becomes the president of Nigeria, I know that Igbo people are very, very useless.
Of course, we are.
But we are very, very useful.
I praise them, and everybody, including the barrister himself, he knows this. He knows that I delve into Igbo history very, very well. Not Igbo, Biafran history, because we are one people. Igbo is a language, not a people. I delved into Biafran history, and I studied. I knew how these people were. Very resolute. When I was growing up, there was a time I came second in class. I was coming back from school. Not just that, I've recounted this very story over 1,000 times already on Radio Biafra. I'm sure you'll bear me witness to this. This same story I said that before 1982, our people were good. Very, very good people. They maintained there was some semblance of cohesion and unity. Everybody was waiting for Ojukwu to come back. Even as a child, they used to say, let's wait. As soon as Ojukwu comes back, we'll revive Biafra again. Do you know what Igbo people did? Are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Do you know what Ndi Igbo did? Igbo people traveled to Ivory Coast. They met His Excellency. They said to him, your people miss you. They want you to come back. But there are other people who are very powerful. They don't want you to come back. Like Nnamdi Azikiwe and other people as well. They want you to die in exile as humiliation. And His Excellency said to them, who wants me to come back? They said, oh, Hausa people, they want you to come back. It's even Hausa that is saying you should come back. And your own people are blocking it. Do you know the funniest thing? No. Despite the fact that I told Owazuike this story, Owazuike fell for the same trick. The reason why we are making it very open, we are campaigning for, I'm digressing a bit, but it's leading to somewhere, is because I don't want Benjamin Onwuka to be compromised, where people say to him, Igbos are not campaigning for you to come out. Understand this very well. I go back to this very story. Do you know that Ikemba, after receiving pressure from the likes of Chubu Okadigbo, and a few of them succumbed to come back, we did not know that part of the deal was, if you come back, you join the Hausa Party, MPN, you will say no to Biafra, you will declare for one Nigeria. This is after having led us to war and us losing millions of people. Therefore, Biafra became the only people to fight a war and lose that war and go back to their enemies. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand it.
Do you understand the historical implication of this? That is why I went to Israel and they will not see me. They said, you people are not serious. When you're serious, we will know. Do you understand? We fought a war after fighting a very, very, very deadly war for 3 years. Our leader and overall battlefield commander came back and joined MPN, Hausa Party. It wasn't his fault. Igbo people said to him, if you don't accept this deal, you will not come back. Oh, accept it. You know this Onweke Siemia, it came. And I recall very vividly, I think it was 1983, at Abah Township Stadium, when His Excellency declared for MPN. I know what grown-up men said that very night. But we love him. We support him to death and beyond. He's our Moses. He showed us where Biafra is. He's our hero. And we followed him till, you know, the end of time. But that goes to show, when this same man came back, it was the same people that rigged the election to make sure he did not win the Senate seat in his own father's compound, or would he win one of MPP. The same people that said, come back and join us, we will help you. The same thing happened again. It's not today we started being very bad, my dear brother. Since 1982, things fell apart, completely apart, and decimated. Decimated that this day, people, even the likes of those of them at Timbashed in Omuahia, even as a child, you go there and you read something on the wall. I can never forget it. I read something, Ebubedike, I will never forget it till I die. Ebubedike and Sons, Nigeria Limited. The man called me and said, what did you say? I read the same thing again. The man gave me 5 kobo. I can never forget it. The man was so happy. I am not the man's son. The man saw me and said, I read something in front of his shade, you know, timber shade. Because of that, this man was so happy. But these days, if you show any type of brilliance as a child, they will look around and there's nobody looking. They will poison you and you die off. That is the difference. And that is why everybody must understand, we keep lamenting until we change. If you go to Akwukwonsọ, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, you will see it. Lamentation. We need to lament. Awosa, Fulani, Yoruba is not our problem. Our brain is the problem. And if this virus is responsible, we'll go and find a cure for it.
It's true. And another thing I want to say, you know, as you said, that Enugu is our capital. You know, capital is not supposed to be in a border.
But Enugu is on our border. Idoma land, the border of Biafra land, starts from exactly where the jihad stopped when they came down from Zaria. That army that came to colonize us came from Zaria. They came to the plains of Benue in Idoma land and they perished. Chukwu Abiyama killed them all with just a fly. And that great army returned to Zaria. That same place is the boundary. Anywhere you have no, in fact, anywhere there is no Islamic presence is the beginning of Biafra land. Because everywhere across West Africa, Islam made it to the Atlantic Ocean, only in Biafra land. So our land actually starts from Idoma land. They have Eke, Orie, Afonkwo. They have 4 market days in Idoma. Eke, Orie, Afonkwo, and they say they're not Igbo. Some of them are very foolish. I must tell you that. The same way today that Asare Dokubo is the one taking Ikwe people to task, telling them that you are Igbo. The same way that we hope in Idoma land. I thought that Paul Onongo was trying to do something because Paul Onongo was very close to Nnamdi Azikiwe. I thought that Paul Onongo was going to do something had he won under MPP platform in 1983, but he didn't win. Unfortunately, I think it was 1982 rather. He didn't quite win. Somebody else, MPN, rigged the election in then Benue Plateau. Or is it Benue State? I'm not quite sure. Paul Onongo, his brother came back from the USA to vote for him and they shot him dead at a checkpoint. That is the zoo for you. So our land is not, our border is not on Soka, not Obolafo. As a matter of fact, we start all the way from where Idoma land starts from. That is why they are Biafrans by merit. If they want to join us, they're free to do so. If they don't want to join us, they can remain outside the loop. But the reason why we do what we do here on Radio Biafra is to educate, is to sensitize our people, and to allow you to be self-critical. That is how you build a civilized country. As Barrister said, not because we don't love you. Of course, we do love you. But we want you to be self-critical. It works miracles. I'm telling you the truth. Because it works for Europeans and for Americans, for everywhere else in the world. Critical self-appraisal, very, very key. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, this is Chinedu Emebulem from Amiibo, Imo State, from a call from Moscow.
From Moscow, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, you see, the word you are telling us is so, it makes us to be crying, but some of our people, some of our Igbo people, some of our dear friends, they are not even paying attention. Because if they can understand the word that you are saying, the history you are telling them, they would have changed, but they are not even trying to understand you. Coming back to the other side, where I was talking about all these pastors and ministers that are saying they are claimed to be the child of God, or pastors, TB Joshua, Orisha, for. Are they really doing what the Bible said? They still, the poverty that is happening in the whole country is still happening in the city where they are. What they care about is only to buy a private jet, and they claim they are man of God. I pity them. The judgment day will come when these people, the congregation that is coming to the church, spending their money, will rise up and start asking them to prove that miracle they are seeing. The only miracle we are seeing is only say they are flying on air, this thing. Yes. I put them, let them, within 1 week, all of them will start repeating what they are saying. Because how can a man of God claiming to be reading Bible is not even following the word of, he is preaching to the congregation every day. They keep on doing bad. People are suffering day and night, and they don't even see it. Nigeria will not break up. They are just saying Nigeria will not break up in 2015, which means they are enjoying themselves. And the poor women, poor masses will be coming to the church, Okada drivers, all of them will be coming to the same church contributing. And these claimed men of God don't see the suffering written. They are happy. We turn to sleep. The evil people say they don't even reason. If they reason and understand this word you preach every day, some of my friends, when I sit with them, I say, this is the best, the level we have achieved. To have somebody like Nnamdi Kanu every day, he preached this message, and our people are still daft to even understand the message you are telling them. According to the news you read this evening, you said there is a tablet or injection already invoked that makes people to be stupid.
It's a virus.
The whole people in Africa, which means the tablet is even working on them.
Yes.
Then half of the people in Europe, the code has even entered their brain.
Of course.
I was talking with somebody the other day. I was telling him about type radio Biafra.com. He was telling me whether they will pay him money. I look at a matured man in a foreign country for more than 15 years, what he was telling me. So now he's looking for something to eat. Will they pay him money? I said, but somebody is there broadcasting. Help him do the same work he's doing. If even on this issue of all these our sisters that are misbehaving, they started. I said, this is, there will be nobody like Nnamdi Kanu, nobody. This is the highest level we can ever achieve. If we make mistake and this opportunity slips away from our hand, we cannot see God. Every day this man will be telling you about your history, who you are. Before you ask him question, he will answer your question, even make you to go home happily. Still, every day you come, this man, Rita, the one who said there is no military. He confirm you what we want. So far, the commander-in-chief has given order to do this thing. One of our brother called and said, Jonathan, I don't even know what he's doing. Sitting there like a moron. Can't even give order. Commander-in-chief, who are you commanding? Stand up and tell Boko Haram, go to your territory, or I will declare Biafra right now. And he's there like he will just wear this Baba's cap, the local Europe. Where you get that uniform? Come, you are going meeting for executives. Can't you dress corporate? Russia here, they have their own traditional uniform, a dress, but the president never went to any conference. With such only African leaders, see the one in Burkina Faso, 27 years in power. He ran away to where? France. All these Europeans. Sometimes one of my brother even gave a bath. He went to, the wife was telling him to name the case Stanley. I said, what is the meaning of Stanley? You can't even say the meaning of Stanley. Then why do you want to give English name? The English name has been nothing like that. They should have Pope Chinedu, Pope Chukwudi. Every day, they want to dominate. And our governors are still stupid, not even knowing where we are coming from. All this is has been written. We know where we are. We build their schools. Still, they are even still telling us we are stupid. But Mali Music has it. Babylon system. Only to teach us the bad, only to crush us. That is their aim. Look at the threat. See Syria, Iraq. For Obama to say, I want Europeans to join me to fight these terrorists, which means it's not a cowboy something. These people are mean, they mean what they want to do. Not be cowboy, come and throw a knockout. No. A big threat. If America that can crush any country, only command, if Obama give command, one country will sit down immediately, enter grave, installing the whole Europeans to come and help me to fight them. Then we don't understand what caliphate means all about. All these three states they are controlling, is business not going there? It's just like a one animal beast enter the territory, the DPO is coming, paying homage. The business as usual. This is business they are doing on their own. They just did every day, DPO has to come and give an update before going to office. Yeah, and you want to give them a negotiation to give them $1 billion to surrender the three cities or to do what? And they are conquering, that's why they will continue conquering. They go. And our people are still blind. Look at children in primary school, in secondary school today, to do the morning mass. There was a bomb. 40 something dead. And the worst is our citizens are even stupid. Nobody can rise, even Christians, say the killing is too much. Burkina Faso went to the state and take over the parliament. The president has to run away. Our people are so afraid. They are so weak. That's why when you call them mad, mad people, you're supposed to even repeat it up to 20 times. We are so stupid. We are not even understanding. See, those kids who died today, are they not from somebody's family? Still, we don't even feel anything. For us, we think, it's business as usual. Nothing, all those things, so nobody's even trying to understand it. Our people are only happy. It doesn't concern me. One day they will enter, they will reach Asaba. From reaching Asaba, you reach up there, from there, they will dominate us. See, somebody to stand, they give a lecture. I am not the Boko Haram chief in this village. Everybody pay homage to me. If you don't believe in us, we will kill you. If you believe, if you are a Christian, you'll be the slave. And the Muslims, the ones who agree on this thing, none of them, that them will be the good ones, the worst. The other ones will be slaves. And our people don't even know the threat we are receiving. The Vatican is there. They only contribute money in church and send to Rome. What are they doing? Have Pope come up and say, this is that. Obama is from where? He's an African man. His father is from Africa. He's the president of the whole world, America. Then in Zambia, Zambia president died. They said this white man cannot be a president. Then they don't even understand themselves.
No, they don't.
These are our people. We need you. Some of my brothers are here. These Biafra are nothing. That is only the. This world is supposed to be. This anybody that doesn't believe in us, Biafra are nothing.
Simple.
We are ready to commit even against anywhere. Even if not to have a squad. They do like Boko Haram. Season one city to the one governor to the other, all these our people, whether they want us to come to like IRA or Catalonian people, begin to do like Eta Batasuna before, we go and we take them one by one. With all men, let us take these people from our governor, from our local government. Imagine a community that has a traditional ruler, a Muslim man. And the people, which means our people are so weak. The prayer of 10 men are fathered by a different man. See how our women has become so low, so loose. Somebody is going to husband's house, you carry pregnancies, entering the house. Oh my God, when will this God even help us?
Maybe next year. Next year. We are asking for him to come next year, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. I have enjoyed listening to you, as a matter of fact. And we will hope that you, of course, you have to keep listening and be able to call us in the future, because the way all the callers this evening have been superb. All of them. Superb, superb, superb. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is it's just a minute past 10 p.m. here in the Zoological Republic. All our lines are active. They said I should expect a call from a sister all the way from Germany. That is not happening. I have not been able to receive it. And as soon as they call us, we will put them on. This is Radio Biafra. We are on Radio Biafra on Skype and also Radio Biafra 1. We are also on the phone as well, together with Rapid Response 68 for all our principal officers. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Emeka Onyemowa.
Onyemowa.
I'm from Aga State, Omaha, Ibeku.
Thank you very much. You're from Ibeku. That is wonderful. Hearing from somebody from the same clan that I come from. The world is listening. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yes. I so much love the way you talk. Many people doesn't know you. If people know who you are, they're not able to insult you. We we're the people that can get this Biafra. Because it's in the Bible. Matthew 1:7. And Solomon gave his son Abia. So to know that Abia is number one. I so much love the way you talk, and I so much supporting you. I'm from Ndume Ibeku.
Ndume is my maternal home. My mother is from Ndume.
Yes, Agirosi from Umana, Anoda.
Yes,
Anoda from Agirosi, Ndume.
Of course.
So we are great people. We are not afraid of any human being. If people know the type of person you are, they cannot doubt you. We are not afraid. If you come to our own festival, you will know what we are talking about. The whole Ibeku as a whole, we are people that fight Omaha to become capital. Ibeku. So we are so strong. So people, we should believe you. Any person that is afraid of you is a coward. you have to have trust in you, because you are a great man. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And of course, he's from my mother's village. He will say so, and I welcome it. Always very glad. If you go there to dance in those days, you know that they are made of steel. They are made of steel. And we are here to get Biafra. I remember what was said many, many years ago when we were young. And I'll go into that later on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Andy Lawrence, and I am calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm in Sweden. Go ahead.
Yes, well done, sir. We are here in a little meeting.
Yes.
With one of our sister, who yes. is actually...
Yes, go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah. Which go ahead. Actually... an evangelist. She wow. has been going around, you know, speaking to countries about Biafra, but actually, behold, she never knew that there is something called Radio Biafra.
Wow.
She called me today, and I met with her in the afternoon, and right from now, and since then, we've been together, actually, waiting for the program.
That's good.
You know. She would really like to speak with you. That is the reason why I called you. So please, I plead with your indulgence to pass the phone to her.
Of course you may. Of course you may. I'm humbled to be talking to her. Please go ahead. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my dear sister. You're welcome to Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening, please. I'm delighted to be talking to you. Confirm your name, please, if you may.
Okay. My name is Grace the First Cohen. And I'm a pastor, evangelist, and I'm a barrister, anyway.
That's wonderful. Please go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Oh. Wonderful. I am really privileged to talk with you right now because the Holy Spirit has laid it on my heart, you know, to take this message and this burden of my people, the Ephraim, Biafra. And I would want to really communicate those things in a very good nutshell, how he gave it to me.
Please go ahead. We are listening attentively. Go ahead. We are listening. Please go ahead.
Yes. I'm so glad that I am really a part of what the Holy Spirit is about to do with this nation that is on his heart. The Ephraim means blessings from the Almighty, the God of Israel, the maker of heaven and earth. These blessings are always put on every Jewish tide, every Erev Shabbat. That means every Friday evening. The Ephraim means blessings upon the children of Israel. May the Lord make you like Ephraim and Manasseh in blessings.
Issa.
May the Lord make you, the Lord Almighty, make you like Ephraim and Manasseh.
Issa.
Blessings upon you and upon your entire family. I'm releasing that blessing.
Issa. Issa. Issa.
Amen. So, but he gave us a mandate on this way we can walk, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh. He says we should go first of all with forgiveness. We should go first of all with forgiveness. And we should first of all forgive ourselves. Forgive our enemies. It does not mean that we should forget. No. He says he will walk with us. Immediately we release the blessings through the act of forgiveness. Because unforgiveness is blocking everything. The moment we release these ones, according to the Jewish, I've made a lot of research concerning this genocide. And I came to the Jewish data that gave the accurate account of the people that died during this Biafran war from 1967 to 1970. And from this classified file, it is 6 million. 6 million is not just I have the files. So it's declassified files. So, and it's 6 million Biafran kings and Biafran men and women, the Ephraim, that is what the Holy Spirit said, has lost their lives. And he says we should start, first of all, with forgiveness. When we forgive, then we will be relieved to receive the blessing which is about to pour upon the land of the Ephraim. And the second one goes with the curse. He says a lot of curses has been released upon the land. And the way we should treat it is to go ahead and check all the words spoken, words documented, and from the beginning, even till the, from the time of amalgamations, from the forefathers, there's a lot of curses that have gone through the bloodlines of the Igbo as a nation, Igbo land, the Bay Ephraim. And so we should break those curses. I entered into the words and into the messages released by our first leaders. And what I saw there were curses, woo, 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 and all. I looked into it systematically and with my professional background, I was able to dictate all the curses. And I saw also in the pledge, we pledge to be the present state of our big whatever. There's a lot of curse in it, in the pledge. I pledge to, you know, what I mean. So he says we should now go about it to break these curses so that we can move. And the next one is, that things has fallen apart and the center cannot hold is turned around like a curse to bring in confusion into the whole place so that we cannot agree to do anything. And there will be confusion and nothing will stand. But now the secret is open that we should seek the face of the Almighty, for he is able to break these curses. And we shall stand and fast if we can put it every Friday. This is the day that the whole Israel, every Hebrew child, receives a blessing called the blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. We should make it as a point to fast on this particular day, Friday evening. From morning, even if it is 3 hours fast, we can fast our breakfast, we can fast our lunch, we can fast our supper to make sure that we relieve these curses that has been placed on us and replace it with blessings. And the fourth one is to go with thank you to the nations that help the Ephraim children that risked their life to bring food when starvation was used as a weapon of war. They used starvation as a weapon of war to exterminate or eliminate the whole generation, about 6 million, correct? 6 million, not 3.5, but 6 million. This is the Jewish record. I got it. So, we shall release blessings and go to nations. That is what the Holy Spirit has called me now to do. So, I've been traveling for several months and years, going about from country to country, thanking those nations that has helped so much to give food to this Biafran people, the Ephraim. We should go. Nobody will do it for us. We have to stand up and go to the nation and begin to thank every person in that land. Like the Scandinavian Red Cross, I've been able to talk with them to say thank you. The World Council of Churches, I'm trying to do that. I have met with the pilot that helped in, you know, bringing food. I've met with some of your family members and some that are dead. We still have to say thank you to them that risked their lives to bring this food, landing without landing lights, risking their lives. The Swedish people, we pack food and put inside this aircraft called Army Plane MF-1. They brought this food to the Biafran Key so that we stop eating grass and lizard and everything. They even initiated the law to stop, you know, to stop using starvation as a point of, you know, as a weapon of war. It was the Swedish government that raised that one to the United Nations. I also have those points. So he said, now we should go to nations and say thank you to Canadians and individuals and collectively from US and from Canada and from Scandinavian and from African nations like Tanzania, from Nyerere of Tanzania. He tried to give us help, and Gabon, he mentioned Gabon and Ivory Coast. So I try to seek all these nations, the Holy Spirit. I don't know so much about the war, but the Holy Spirit has always given me all these informations, and they are all documented. And I would want us to, you know, take it one step at a time. It's not a war that we have to fight with physical battle. This is a spiritual thing. And the Holy Spirit says he's going to do it like he did it with Pharaoh of Egypt. He will let his people go. Pharaoh will have to release the people of the Almighty. And we have to release ourselves from curses. We have to stop the curses, and we have to be vigilant, trusting the Holy Spirit. Because the thing is this, the enemy, the adversary would not want the Ephraim to come up. So he has taken all types of things around to distract you there. So now we have to be calling for a fast each Friday to release blessings upon you as the head now, you know, and to make sure that these curses don't stop us. We are the only ones that we stop ourselves. And we will remove all the idols in our life. And we will confess our sins. And we will abandon them. And we will not return to idol worship. And the Holy Spirit says he is going to turn the Ephraim land, the evil land, even the dust. He will make it gold. Now we should remove our eyes from what we see now. We should just focus on him. Look unto him, and he will bring other things in part. And he will make all things perfect. He has called us for blessings and not for curses. This is the message. And I'm so privileged to communicate these messages because they are from the Holy Spirit, and he has given us the Marshall Plan, and he has given us all that we need to carry it out because he is with us. So I thank you, and I'm so really blessed with my brothers here. They are wonderful people, and they are very dedicated, and they have seen it. And the light is shining on us. And I say, and I cover you right now with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. And I ask for counsel. And I ask for supernatural restoration. And I ask for supernatural favor upon you and your entire family. And that I ask for supernatural joy and peace and mercy, and I ask for supernatural abundance of warrior holy angels to surround you and keep you so that this thing will have to come to light. For this is the will of the Almighty. It is on His mind. I thank you, my brother, and God bless you.
And God bless you too. Chineke gozie. Amen and amen and amen. He say, I am so humbled by this. I am overjoyed. I cannot contain my joy when somebody who is also descended from the bowels of heaven as well speaks, but from the tip of the other triangle as well. The same way that very soon somebody will minister to us as well from Ethiopia, it will be complete. There is a missing link. I said all the time when I do something, I have three approaches. Each of me know two, but only me will know all the three. There are two things that happened in biblical times as we march down to where we are today. Two houses came down, the house of Ephraim and the house of Gad. House of Gad is in Anambra today, and the house of Ephraim marched on to Imo and Abia we have today. I will not say much. It's quite interesting that after our brother spoke, this very call came in. I don't know who she is. Andy Lawrence. Didn't even tell me about this before now. But this goes to reinforce what I said from the beginning, even before this our sister spoke. That what I preach is what you cry by myself that I should preach. That Biafra will be handed over to him as an offering. That is the deal. Not halfway house. I said it here and again, there will be no fetishness in Biafra land. Some idiots did not quite understand. They didn't get it. Or else Chukwa Abiyama will destroy you completely. Complete. The anger will be so much. As I said before, the Igbo race will be obliterated from the face of the earth. The only thing that can save you is Biafra. But because we are a type of people that don't think about future generations, that is why we may not be able to understand. But this word, this very night from our sister, is ministration to the soul, that you may hear the word of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, being spoken by somebody else from somewhere. They know the house of Ephraim is there. They know that very well. They also know the house of God is also there. There are things we don't want to go into now because it will be too much for people to get. But as time goes on, this is the finest university you can ever find is Radio Biafra. The best of the very best. And then envy and jealousy cannot save you. You must submit to the will of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama. Before, she didn't even know we've done our atonement. We've done it. And many more to come. It will continue. And will begin to reveal things to us that hitherto have been hidden. They don't know who we are or what we are doing. They think it's a joke, but we know it is not, because my deal is very simple with Chukwu Abiyama. If my hands are clean and clear, let your will be done, that Biafra may come under our watch. If we are not clean, you are God, then you kill us. But you can't kill us prematurely, because if you kill us prematurely, it means that you're no more God. Are you? Very, very simple. The equation is as simple as it can be. I have been joined by the very eminent barrister himself. The line is slightly unstable on his side, but we must continue. This is Radio Biafra. This is the only place you come to. Imagine what will happen to those that didn't listen live tonight. You see? You never know what you're going to get on Radio Biafra. You don't know who may be listening. You don't know who may want to call in. This is the finest platform of its kind anywhere in the world. If we have 1% of the budget that the BBC has, nobody will watch BBC anymore. Everybody will come to Biafra land. Let us go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You're calling us from Germany. I can see 49. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please confirm your name if you can, please, because I know you're calling from Germany and the city you're calling from.
My name is Chineke, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
I salute all dear friends everywhere in the world. Unfortunately, I have not been able to make it on air for a very long time. Director, I remember I told you in person that owing to the new structure of my job, it's difficult for me to meet up. That's why, sure, you people have not heard from me. But I'm beginning to feel that my absence on the broadcast has even made me more Biafra, more tough than ever. And somehow I like it. Director, I'm calling in question because of the case of last night. There was this guy under my leadership who came on air and then I made mess of my person and the Biafran family in Stuttgart. His name is Marcel Ibekureme. I think he is from Isekenesi. We know him as Oibo in Stuttgart. Director, that young man has been a problem to Biafran family. I want all Biafrans everywhere in the world to listen very carefully.
Will you please do me a favor? I'm asking you for a favor. Our sister preached this gospel tonight, and from the way she said it, I know she's being led by the Spirit, and I never go contrary to anything that the Spirit says. I will ask you, in the interest of everything we hold very dear, to please defer your grievance, please, to my secretary. Give it to Obiome Ebere, who will pass it on to Dr. Ogedu Zokwe-led committee that look into disputes. Please, I plead with you.
No, sorry, my director. We don't have any dispute in Stuttgart.
No, but what you're saying is a misunderstanding. He said something yesterday, and today you have come on air as well to say something. But I'm saying that I never judge a case unless I hear from both sides. But I intend to do that if I have been advised by the committee led by Dr. Ogedu Zokwe, who is as independent as they come. I want you to understand that. Of course, we are a very large family. There are bound to be slight arguments here and there. It's only normal. Even in families and siblings, they squabble. It's normal. But we don't want ours to be. Stuttgart is very dear to me. The way you people behave, the way you spoke, your name resonates. You know that very well. If you don't speak on Radio Biafra, people will know you're not speaking on Radio Biafra because of the way your name sounds and the fact that you make sense when you call Radio Biafra. I will ask you, please, to do me this very favor. Channel every grievance. Obiome Ebere can capture everything you're saying in writing. He writes very fast and pass it on to Dr. Gedo Zokwe. Please, I plead with you. If you have anything else to say, you can say it. If it is in response to what was said last night, I can tell you that is not a major issue for us. We know who is who.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't have much. I think I'm a member of Financial Task Force here in Germany. And if you say so, I respect anything you say. I mean, I wouldn't go against you 1 second in my life because you are just everything for me. So if you say I shouldn't talk about it, even though somebody blackmailed me, I will give you that respect and then cease from discussing that.
Please don't. I know who you are. Nobody will tell me. You know me. I don't listen to anything I hear. I only act based on evidence. Anytime I act, it is based on evidence, not on hearsay. You know me better than that. And I know who you are, how you came in, how you spoke, and how we have missed you calling anywhere. Therefore, it is nothing. Sometimes there are bound to be slight misunderstanding in a family. It is understandable as long as that misunderstanding is not of a malicious nature. It is not intended to cause malice. Then we can understand within that very context and try and resolve it, which is what I'm asking you to do right now, my dear brother. And I thank you very much for having listened and accepted. Please keep listening and keep participating because you are important to this very family. All of you are. Those of you who are genuine, those of you who are honest, those of you who will continue to serve your country until Biafra comes and beyond. It's just the way that Chukwuebiamah chose to eliminate some people that can sometimes be very, very difficult for us to swallow or to stomach. But it is happening. I was told 100 men, and I'm not going to change. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Our head of Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening from Victoria, Spain.
Thank you very much. Good evening. And I will go to the barrister on this same line after you. Please, go ahead. Omiomio, go ahead.
Okay, Director, first of all, I will introduce myself to the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Remain Mr. Uchenna Siebu. I am from Ihitenansa, in also LGA Biafra land. Director, I want to confess to you, as I am here in Victoria now, I am shaking. I am shaken by the revelation and the good news from our sister. I don't know her. That will able to tell Biafra without him, Thomas, that the good news you have been preaching is real, is nothing from Chukwa, is no other place from Chukwuebiamah. At least, if not for anything, she reconfirms that the name of Jesus is Yeshua. Yes. So that the world and the doubting Thomas may know that you are from Chukwuebiamah. Okay. Indeed, you are the true child of God. Director, I want to say it again live on air. Anybody, anywhere you are, I always say it, I plead to my brothers and sisters, keep on doing good things you are doing and put out the armory of war that you use in bringing your own fellow brothers and sisters down. Envious people die so mysteriously. Jealousy leads to death mysterious death. I want you from today onwards, listen to a good news from God. Our sister, we have not met her before. And before I continue saying what I'm saying, I want to tell our brother that introduced this sister to us to contact me. And we want to speak with this sister, if not for anything, to give her the good news from Biafra that we will abide in anything Chukwuebiamah says.
Of course, no.
We are the children of God.
Of course.
We are nothing but children of God. No more fascist things. Our director will always announce it. Osu is not of the children of God. Anybody practicing Osu today will die in our family death. We are all one from Chukwuebiamah. Any of you planning evil against the restoration of Biafra, you part from Chukwuebiamah itself today. I want to tell you, anywhere you are today, repent and stop being a mad dog of Satan. Repent anywhere you are. Embrace your brothers. As our sister said, forgiveness is key to victory. Let us forgive ourselves and march on. Biafra is more paramount. Let us forgive ourselves and march on. If you are not there, maybe you are the devil himself. Somebody we've not met from anywhere. She is speaking, saying that she has been traveling to various countries that help Biafra between 67 to 70. She said it again that it's not 3.5 million, but 6 million people.
Exactly what Barrister used to say. Barrister said, Barrister came close. Barrister said 5.2 million. And I kept saying 3.5. Barrister kept shouting, no, it is 5.2. It is 5. I didn't know. You know, Radio Imanu, this platform is holy.
Director, we are the children of God. We are the children of God. Today, if you don't believe that we are the children of God, you must go back to this broadcast, after this broadcast, and listen so attentively so that you will understand that we are directly from Chukwuebiamah. Our director is the child of God. Director is no other person. Nnamdi Kanu is a child of God. Our sister has reiterated that the name Jesus Christ was the Greek. The real name is Yeshua. our sister reconfirmed this today.
And she's and Jewish. She is Hebrew, one of us, one of the family.
She is our brother that introduced this sister to us. You must contact me immediately after this broadcast. If you don't know me, my name is Uchenna Siebo Miomio. Go to Facebook, inbox me. I will never let this sister go without saying thank you to her. She deserves it. We need the real children of God, not the fake people. We don't need the wicked people. The wicked minds is sorrow. Anybody that is wicked in mind, you can never see light of God. You must learn how to forgive and forget. Today, the whole world is listening. If you are not listening, tell your brother, those doubting Thomas, is to go back to this broadcast. You will learn a lot of things. If you are here to hurt this movement, Chukwu Abiyama will strike you down. Believe you me, if you are here to fall this movement or to strike this movement down, Chukwu Abiyama will strike you down. Take it or you leave it. Biafra has come to stay. It's not going to be business as usual. Repent. Repent. And Chukwu Abiyama will bless all of us. In the mighty name of Yeshua.
He said, I go with that. He said, for this very occasion, of course. Chukwu Abiyama.
God bless the Afrans all over the world. Director.
Yes.
Continue what you are doing. You are the right hand of God. Continue what you are doing, Director.
Of course.
We are with you. In any way, we are with you.
He said.
Thank you, Director, and God bless you. And God bless the Afrans all over the world.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. And I am deferring immediately to the very eminent barrister himself. In fact, I don't know, two or three things he's been saying has come to pass this evening. Please, barrister, if you can hear me, the rest of the world can also. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director.
This line is so clear. Barrister, come to me always on this line. It's so clear. Please go ahead. So clear
Director,
and clear.
You are the man. As the Americans will put it, you are the man.
You're kind.
First of all, I have to thank this, our sister. You know, she's a learned woman.
Of course.
And also a learned friend. And a learned sister. Director, she has upped the ante. Remember?
Yes.
5.2 million now, she's gone 6.
Yes.
And this is the finality. We are killed and still being killed up to today. But first of all, let me tell you the reason why I came back to you, because about half an hour ago, a brother called in, and in discussion, you want to know why Biafran's gossip, why Igbos gossip, and they don't realize we are in freedom fighting. And you say, why is the barrister? I want the barrister to answer this. And the rest, you know, when Caesar say do this, it is always performed. You called upon me, and if I don't hesitate to call back, then I'm not with Director. I hesitated. Still, I have to come back to you. And that's why I'm here. Director, the reason why our people are in this quagmire, if you like, is because Director always tell us he has this sister cousin who will tell you that an idle brain is a devil's workshop.
Yes, the devil's an idle
brain. Director, Biafrans, we are engaged. And I do bring the devil's workshop. Director, you always quote your cousins, just like I always quote my mom. You see, we all have somebody to quote. And Director, let me tell you this. Anybody who cannot acknowledge where they got their power from, they are nobody. Our people will always tell you, when you acknowledge where you got the fruit from that particular palm wine, your wine will excel. Even at the universities, once you write any thesis, Director, you have to acknowledge.
Yes, no.
Yes. You have to refer.
You must refer to the source, where you got it from.
Absolutely. But some people find it very difficult to do it so. Director will tell us that the cousin never forgets. Always say, and I do bring it the devil's workshop. Director, the reason why our people are the way they are is this. The Biafran-Nigerian war destroyed us. You see, this our learned sister talked about starvation as a weapon of war. Our people were starved into Kwashioko. Nobody wants to go through that again. As a result, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are now doing the job left for them by the British. Now they are coming into my territory. What makes me angry, Director, is this. The Hausas are killing us in the north. But they are trooping in our states, Director. When would do we start telling these people to go back home? Why are they in my state? Why? And we are not in their own. They are burning churches. They are killing my people. But they are safe. Trooping in Abia, in Imo, in Anambra, in Akwa Ibom, in Calabar. In name any Biafran state they are there. Hey, and now Wolanju Jono, we are not cowards. You are killing me, you're taking my oil, you're asking me to leave your own territory, burning churches and burning every business we have. And now you are coming to my home to dwell and to stay. Chineke, what is this? Director, have we gone that jelly?
Yes, we have. We are into gossip now. Yes, we are into gossip. So what do you expect? I was into gossip era.
The war brought about it, you see. Is the war. Director, is the war. Please, pity your people. Even Director, listen to this. Even when Jesus Christ was on top, where he, the Jeshua, your own brother, was on top, when he's been nailed, he looked down. The father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Director, your people do not know what they are doing. They were starved to death. Any penny is not looked after.
They know what they are doing because they go to ShopRite. They go to shopping mall. They must know what they are doing.
Director, not, they your people do not know what. But those who kill Jesus Christ, don't they know? What
you say? No. Of course they do.
They don't know what they are doing.
That is true.
And you know, I'll give you the answer. It was stated in the book of Matthew. Is it? Cursed are those who will betray the Son of Man. Of course, the Son of Man will die according to plan, but cursed are those who will help the Son of Man to die. Although it's ordained, it's planned that this guy is coming, he will atone for our sins, and he will die. And Judas Iscariot will, but you know why Judas Iscariot was used? It's because this guy loves money. He's a greedy guy. So, your own temptation will come according to what you love. Again, it was written into the Bible. God says, when you are tempted, do not say that you are tempted by the devil. You are not tempted, but you are tempted according to your greed. What is your greed? What you like, what you love first is what you
tempted.
Director, I'm not the
barrister has gone spiritual this evening. My goodness.
Director, you know when this learned woman says, you are blessed by Yeshua. She called another name. I couldn't stop laughing.
It's a double-barreled name, yes.
You got more blessings than you need.
I know.
Nothing will happen to you.
But when, of course not.
Those who are imagining, is all in vain. For God, according to the book of Psalms, God will never forsake his people or undermine his offsprings and see them begging bread. Never. I don't write. I redirect her. And I protect. I also defend. Director, we send them Gojiegi.
Yes.
Director, Nakem Gojiakwagi too. Biafrans, may all of you remain focused. Here on Radio Biafra, we remain votive. Some people were asking me, what do I mean by votive? I said votive means a vow taken until the fulfillment of that promise.
That is correct.
That what votive mean?
You're a learned man indeed. Learned.
Director,
thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype on Rapid Response 68, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please confirm your name and where you are, if you may. Go ahead. We are waiting.
Director, my name is Michael. Yeah, my name is Michael Chimweze Nwankwo.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from London.
From London. Please go ahead.
I am from Obofia Okunano in Enugu, Biafra land.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Please go ahead.
And by the grace of God, I am the Secretary of London.
Thank you.
In the Hospital of Biafra.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Today is a landmark broadcast. I've been trying to reach you since you went down to the zoo.
Yes.
But I'm happy that I succeeded today.
You did. A lot of people tried for months. I can tell you that. Go ahead.
Please. Yes.
Go ahead.
And I thank God, thank Chukwu Abiyama for the call of our...
Yes.
And it's only a confirmation of what I've been preaching, that we are the people of God. We are the very people of God. We descended from heaven.
Of course now. Direct.
And every doubter, every doubting Thomas, today... And that message just nails it home, and even the message you have been preaching. And that also shows that nobody can trifle with what we are doing.
Of course not.
Nobody can cheat or steal with the name of Biafra and go free.
Impossible. Impossible.
Because this, yes, it is God's own program. The salvation of Biafra, the salvation of the people of God, is God's own program. Just like God had Israel from Egypt. That is how he has come to save us from the Mohammedan Emirate of the North.
Of course.
And from that concussion by Lugard.
Yes.
And nothing can stop it.
Nothing.
Director, immediately after 30th of May, do you know that our number in London decreased?
Of course, it did. It should.
But those who remained has been steadfast.
Yes. And many more will go, and then we meet the hardcore.
Yes. Director, on the fourth, after the atonement, on the fourth, we had a meeting.
Yes.
And the hall was full.
Are you serious?
Yes, and we agreed to have an evangelism on the 18th, before this wind started blowing. Director, on that 18th, we were less than 15. We were less than 15 that turned up for that evangelism at Stratford Station.
Yes.
But Director, the few of us that came there, we raised over £200.
You see?
Director, as many as remained are very strong.
Of course.
And it shows that nobody can stop Biafra. Like you said, just like God whittled down the number of people that came to fight Midian with Gideon. That is how he continued to whittle down the number until you get the hardcore that will go and get Biafra for God. And so I'm so grateful to God, and I thank all dear friends all over the world. I thank you for your steadfastness, and I pray that God will continue to strengthen every one of us, strengthen you and protect you until Biafra comes.
You see?
Thank you very much, Director, and good night.
Thank you very much, and good night, my dear brother, those who are resolute and strong. Strength, mental strength. That is what they will ask you if you go for employment in England. Do you have the mental strength? How well do you act under pressure? So we got the training for this. Before they hire you in a job, in any managerial position, they will ask you, how well or badly do you perform under pressure? Because there is always deadline after deadline after deadline. Pressure. And I love it. I thrive in it. I love it. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. We must go to them. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
How well do you act under pressure?
The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down and speak to us via the phone if you can.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are?
I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba, thank you very much. Your name, please?
My name is Sunday Ikechukwu Madubuku.
Ikechukwu Madubuku, please go ahead.
According to what the young lady that just called and said about us,
yes,
there's a prayer we embark on almost 2 weeks now with the one man of God in Aba here. And all he has been saying and all his message falls in line with exactly what we are doing.
Yes.
And according to what the directions God told him to do, that about some people we use as a point of contact to destroy the evil men that are in Igbo land that sit on top of the children of God. And there are some areas God told him to go and raise altars, because Marine Kingdom, it seems that Marine Kingdom have dominated. In every angle of business where you see people progressing, they have in contact with the Marine Kingdom.
Marine.
So,
please go ahead.
Then God told him to pray and get those people that have been giving signal to those occultics and the ritualists in Igbo land. Those are the giving in the information. And hence, whenever they sense something is about happening spiritual, they will give information to those people. They will begin preparing, giving some sacrifice in order to quench whatever that is coming ahead of them. So, but in this issue now, the man of God told us that God reveal him where we go and raise altars. Some waters where he go and destroys their monitoring mirrors.
Yes.
That the Afra must surely emerge, that Igbo must surely be free from the bondage. But when he commented, he said that the Igbo people are very dark and stubborn. They are the people that God said that by next year, 2015, there will be a really shed of blood. And he was asking God, wouldn't there be any other solution to the problem? But God instead insists there must be a shed of blood because his people have sinned against him so much.
We have.
And the people that will be killed is Igbo people. Because they leave their territory, leave their comfort zone, and go to their enemy and embrace them.
It's not good. It's not good at all. Not good.
So what really provokes me most is by what our sister just said, it reminds me about this prayer we have been backing on. Seriously, because what the man of God is saying is working in alliance with exactly what you have been telling us in this radio devil and what the young lady has been saying to.
She's not young.
We are really the children of God, sir.
Of course we are. Who said
I'm really thanking God for being one of them.
Yes, no. I said thank that you, I come from. Thank
you.
You're
highly welcome.
Thank you very much. There are some deeper meanings we don't want to go into now because some people cannot handle it. But I leave you with two things. In Biafra land, there are two houses that came down. The house of God and the house of Ephraim. Very, very critical that you understand this very well. And we leave the rest. I can't say it now. It is too deep. Way too deep. Too spiritual. People see us sometimes. They don't know how deep we are into these things. They do not know. They don't know. This is Radio Biafra. We have come. Let me go and take this call before I said we have come to the end of the program, but there are people calling us and let us go and take their call. This one in particular has been trying for a very long time. Let's allow them to speak. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Mwabeze Okenwapo calling from Malaysia.
Mwabeze Okenwapo calling us from my beloved Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I have to thank you, my director. You have been doing a wonderful job. You have been doing a great job for our people. From the Biafran, for Biafran people, for the restoration of our own dear country. You know, it's not easy for people to volunteer themselves to do this wonderful work. I have been listening to this radio Biafra for a very long time. and I have been listening to this wonderful gospel that you have been.
Oh, Ozioma Chineke Kaina Baseba. This is gospel, of course. Ozioma Chineke. That is what we do here. This is Radio Biafra. We have lost our brother. I recognize the picture he put on his Skype. If he calls us back before we close our, you know, offering this evening, I will be able to take his call. There are some things people don't quite understand. They think we are ordinary, but we are not. We are not ordinary, I can tell you that. Chukwu Abiyama said we should come. I said it before. I did not want to do this. Achohum. Ndibusulike. I did not want to do it. Why he asked me to do it, I don't know. But we must finish it. That's what he said. And I believe him. That's Chukwu Abiyama I'm talking about, not man. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, my director.
My dear brother, good evening. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Yeah, this is Chukwudi Ojimba, calling from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam. Amsterdam. Nemanyi Futufunyu. Hane Messi Hike. Sometimes they go back and start sleeping. I don't know what is going on. Please go ahead.
No, nothing is going on, my director. I want to assure you something. Onyonyo is my brother. It's from the same city, you can answer from me. I confirm this when I just start to listen to Onyonyo and listen what Onyonyo is doing. And the same coordinator now from Amsterdam. I try to let him know that nothing is happening, whatever. I'm here to stand by. Nothing is happening. Even if you remain 3 people in this Amsterdam, I will continue to praise the land of Biafra. To exist.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
And we never, the way Onyonyo is from Hitransa, me too, I'm from Hitransa, the same person, local government. The way it's working, that is where I want to take the same charge from here and work very hard, more than the way they think. I only just want to congratulate you and then let you to know one thing. Many things will come to your front and many of them will fall because you are just like Jesus. When he was washing old people's leg in the temple, because the people are jealous and try to talk a different kind of thing to you because they look you, they are too young to them. Ohaneze Ndiara and the Ohaneze Mada people. All those people, just take them like you are just like the way Jesus started from 12 years, start to share the message. They don't know that you are sin. They're just looking at you with your flesh, but you are a spirit. They don't know. That's the only thing I just want to encourage you. I just have nothing to say. I always 24/7 listen everything that is happening. I don't have normally like to call every time, but all what we know is action.
Yes.
It's not going to talking every time. That is action. Our motor dues and our defense fund. That is where we are coming from. Because we can't talk empty mouths. Yeah, and I just want to use this opportunity to greet your wife and the children, and may Chukwu Abiyama be with them and console that woman to stay with you, encourage you, so long as there. I know the victory is for us. May God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother, and also be with your family. Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you very much. I've been blessed already. Blessed in more ways than one. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
No, do you need to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from. You will be our last caller today, so please make it special. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. God bless you.
And you too.
My name is Chukwu Mwezioji. I'm calling from Cologne, Germany.
From Cologne in Germany. Please raise your voice, Chukuma. Raise your voice for us. It's not as high as we like it to be. Go ahead.
I say it again. My name is Chukuma Ezeobi. I head Obole Hejiofor in the Yoruba local government in Imo State.
Wow. Wonderful. Please go ahead.
And I'm living in Cologne, Germany.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I always pray to God that Chukwu Abiyama will always keep you alive. You are going out and coming in, you will always be blessed because you are ready. your radio blessed child. Family, your fathers, your mothers, everybody, all of them must be blessed. And that they will continue to receive the blessing from people at the end. What I really wanted to react a little bit is our honorable barrister. He said that the problem of the Igbos, why they gossip too much is because of the Kwashiorkor syndrome, because we are starved during the war.
Yes.
I know that is the organic side of it, yeah, from the beginning. But we cannot continue to the time immemorial. It doesn't mean that because we are starved, after how many years after the war, we keep on the starvation continues. I believe that is stupidity that is into our model, that never wants to go out. Nobody will hear all this gospel that you are giving us every day and hardening his heart like Pharaoh. That person is not normal. There must be something wrong about that person. Or if the Igbos because of the starvation, now many of them are thinkingly rich. Go to Abuja today, everything they are building there are the Igbos. Go to the north, everywhere. They are building areas, doesn't mean that they are still poor. How long will they continue to be poor? When the whole church is everywhere in Africa or in Lagos, there are people that are contributing the whole money that those pastors, those criminal pastors are using to buy a private jet and everything. And they still tell me that it's because of the Kwashiorkor. I don't find it so simple like that. So that because of what happened during the war, it continues. Then they have to think twice and know where what is really wrong with them. So that is just what I want to add in, because I cannot continue to say that is because of the war. They have to come out from their bread. When one is if one comes out of this life, he needs to grow and make some senses. The sense of a child, when it's growing, it will not continue to be a child again. It will come to be an adult, brain. That's how it changes. Because if a child grows up to adult and continue having a child brain, I don't believe that is normal. That is stupidity. So that's just what I want to say. I thank God I happen to be the Cologne treasurer for IPOB, and we are moving forward. I'll use the opportunity to tell all the dear friends in Cologne to wake up from their slumber, wake up and join this struggle, because it's not a child's play. We are really serious and we are marching forward. Director, God bless you and keep on blessing you. Thank you
very much, all the brave people from Germany. I have always said it, USA and Germany, very, very pivotal. Of course, my love affair with Malaysia, with Indonesia, and with China will continue. But USA and Germany are key to what we are doing, and they will not fail us. I don't know where to start from this evening to conclude this very program. All I can say is that Chukwu Abiyama will richly bless our dear sister. I don't know who she hasn't seen her. I don't even know what she looks like. Can somebody please send me a photo of her, please? Together with Andy Lawrence, the person who introduced her to us. Wonderful. I want to have that picture. If you can forward it to my secretary, I'll be very, very happy. This is Radio Biafra. We will upload this program as quickly as possible. Oforma is awake in Australia and is waiting. All I can say is that Chukwu Abiyama is God. And there's a secret I wanted to give you, but I won't give it to you anymore. If you want Chukwu Abiyama to do something for you, there is a way. There is a code. We've discovered it. Forget all those Illuminati rubbish nonsense. There is a very simple code. You enter into an agreement with him. You keep your side of the bargain. All you need to do when you pray is that you remind him of his own part. That's all. And you see things happen. He is God. And we worship him now and forever. Biafra will be offered up as sacrifice so that his name, Can you imagine that everybody doesn't want Biafra to come, all the forces of darkness around the world? Yet, can you begin to imagine and conceptualize in your mind what will happen when Biafra does come? What do you think will happen? Mankind will know that indeed there is God, isn't it? That is what we are here to do. We are returning his children to him. We, they may be crying along the way. They may be complaining. They will say, oh, we don't like this thing. We don't like the approach. But we are bringing them to, with us anyway, regardless. That is why to us, Biafra is more than a country. It is our religion. It's been proven. Do you know who came from the house of Ephraim? As our sister was saying. Do you know who came from the house of Ephraim? Joshua. Biafra is our religion. Here is where we worship. On this very platform, the name is Radio Biafra. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God and not man. Chukwu Abiyama is God. He will guide, bless, sustain, nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama, Ekekeleigwe n'uwa, Obasi Binigwe, Malite n'ogugu nke mmadu, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Biafra time. We are here. They didn't cut our line this evening because we told them, we will get you, and we got them. In the morning, we shall come to you live and uninterrupted. From me here, in the heart of darkness, making sure that there is light, it is simply good evening.
We shall always remember.